For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Punch Drunk Sports. My name is Jason Tebow, and I'm here for one reason, to stop El Chapo. I said it last week, and I'll say it again. You want a piece of me, El Chapo? I'm not scared of you, you prick. We're on Melrose and Van Ness. If you ever want to come find all things cut, right, everybody? If you want us, El Chapo, or any of your goons or any of your people that are so tough, oh, we'll cut your throat. We'll kill your family. Not my family, fuckhead. Welcome to Punch Drunk. We're going to stop El Chapo and Fighter and the Kid. We want you. We're going to fight you. We're bringing our new host, Tate Fletcher, and Joe Rogan, and we're going to show up to your Comedy Store event, and we are going to beat you within an inch of your life. Why? I'll tell you why, because that's a good segue into our sponsorship. Use our code for Caveman Coffee, Punch Drunk Sports. Don't use Fighter and the Kids. They have enough money. They do. They have three Porsches. There's only two of them. So use our code, Punch Drunk Sports, when you go to CavemanCoffeeCo.com, and that saves you money, and it makes us a little bit of money. Not Fighter and the Kid. Those guys don't need more money. They're dead. And go to BetDSI, use the code Punch Drunk. That gets you $10 free to gamble with, right? And now is the time to gamble. Now, it's always really the time to gamble, if you ask me. And as always, go to the Amazon links. Go to PunchDrunkSports.com. Use the Amazon link right there if you got any shopping to do. Valentine's Day is coming up. It's a great way to tell your girlfriend that you're sick of her bullshit, but you're going to fucking placate her with some flowers or maybe a fucking teddy bear or some bullshit that's meaningless. If you got to buy that, use our Amazon link right off of punchdrunksports.com. And ready for this, guys, because this is really exciting.
Yeah.
Punch Drunk is working on a new sponsor called Rabble.tv.
What's up?
Here's what's cool about it. It's kind of like one of my all-time favorite shows, which I'm sure you love.
Fighter and the Kid.
No, oh, boy. God, here goes my working up my ire already, Nick Youssef. Mystery Science Theater.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Loved it. That's kind of what they're doing at Rabble. You can set up any live event and set up your audio to it, and everybody can watch whatever show or sporting event or thing you want to, you know, talk about.
Sure.
You can do it live. It's like Twitter for your mouth. It's a podcast on steroids. It's using your tongue, not using your thumbs. I'm going to leave it at that one because I've already cost us a sponsor in the past. but you can interact with other fans. So Tripoli and I are going to do Rabble.tv. Go to Rabble in your app store. You can get the app. And then you will set up your live event. And Tripoli and I are going to do the Pro Bowl.
Wow.
Yep. So Triple and I will be doing the Pro Bowl on Rabble.tv in a little under 2 weeks, which I'm excited for. We'll get into that. So all Punch Drunk fans, get the Rabble app, and you can participate with Triple and I talking over the Pro Bowl. So go to Rabble.tv, check that out, quite enjoyable. Hi, guys. Welcome to the show. Now we got the business out of the way. Joining us, Gareth Reynolds, Joe Sinclitico, and what is it?
I don't have a name.
And no name, Nick awesome. Youssef, everybody.
On Twitter, no name.
Sam's on the road, and we'll do dates out of the gate. Sam's
on the line, dude.
Sam's on the line, ladies and gentlemen. Even when he's not here, he's on his phone. Sam Tripoli.
Did you get an extra phone to text into?
Yes, I got three phones going right now. I'm very excited about it.
Where are you?
Great reading. You really sold it.
Did I sell
it? I'm in Buffalo right now.
How cool is it going to, that Rabble thing is going to be cool that we're going to do on the Pro Bowl. I told all the fans, like, get on that with us, and then you can talk all the shit you want with us during the Pro Bowl. And we found a way to make the Pro Bowl interesting. You and I are talking about it.
Finally.
Well, it's not just you and I. Also, our friends from Dirty Sports. It's going to be Punk Drunk and Dirty Sports, Joe Perino, and Andy Sasson. But they're going to be on there. It's going to be the four of us just talking mad smack about Rabble. And you can do this for pretty much anything you want to, right? You can do it for, like,
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
What you can do is you take, like, Tony Hinchcliffe's Hour Special on Netflix, turn the volume down, and just watch us talk mad shit about everything.
And do your own jokes and make it funny.
No, it was funny.
I haven't watched it. I'm just teasing Tony. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm sure it's good.
No, man, go watch it. So, yeah, a lot of great shit going on. I'm in Syracuse right now.
I thought you were in Buffalo.
Yeah, you said Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Well, what is, Sam,
freezing my
your story's cracking.
Off. It's all the same.
No, it isn't.
It's all white people. It's all white people, snow and freezing. I'm here with Chad Zumok, and we're doing Buffalo tonight. We're doing Buffalo Healing Club tonight. We're doing the Syracuse Funny Bone. If you guys want to go down to Syracuse Funny Bone, use the promo code MANHEAT. Get yourself some tickets for the show. Then we're in Cleveland at Malls, May Halls. And then this weekend, we're at the Underground, the Comedy Cellar in Youngstown. So
this all sounds pretty made up, Sam.
It could be. Yeah. It could be.
Hey,
go to samtribbley.com. Check it out.
Is Zumok...
Great job yesterday, Gareth.
Thank you, Sam.
Is Zumok with you right now, Chips?
Yeah, Zumok is here.
So when you
boiling up.
When you called really us, weird. When you called us, did you go quick? Load up Twitter on your phone and hand it to me.
Give me that iPad.
Yeah. Well, I do have my phone's going, my computer's going.
Okay, I'm on all right. Got it.
Sam in his hotel room looks like a storm chaser.
He does. He's got a phone in his hand. He's got a laptop on his stomach. He's got TV.
I'm getting some notifications over here to the east, sir.
Guys, we got a supercell about 4 miles east.
Hold on. Drop everything. We got a retweet. Everyone, we have a retweet.
All right.
You know what? Eric Gareth, you've been on the road with Sam. This is a good one, too. You'll both be in the same room watching TV or doing whatever, and it'll be quiet for like 3 minutes, and he'll go, you know who's really an interesting guy? And it's like somebody just tweeted something. It's always the guy that's interesting.
Or he goes, what?
Dude, a meta is so interesting.
What
did he do?
One time we were talking about something, and we were like having a real conversation. And then Sam, like in the middle of like a paragraph of me telling what I thought, Sam looks up from his phone. He goes, dude, they found a 9-pound squirrel. I was like, all right, this conversation's over.
And you're like, and then I left the funeral. And what?
Like, no,
you're talking about a squirrel?
All right, Sam, I'm going to go to the room.
Yeah, my best friend just died.
All right.
Now, Sam's like, huh, what's up?
A 9-pound.
I didn't hear anything he said.
He's Googling 9-pound squirrel. He's like, I missed that dude. What's he been up to?
He weighs 11 pounds now. This guy's really interesting.
Oh, hey, Tebow, did you do the Amazon links?
Yes, I did, Sam. Oh, did he hang up on us?
Yeah, he heard yeah, and then his work's done.
I was going to say you should hang up on him, but...
He had to post to Instagram.
I wasn't even thinking about it. What's up, everybody? Hi.
Hey.
Nick, how's the podcast?
It's good, man. We just now, today's what, Tuesday? Yeah, we just put our episode out today.
We have a big
we used to watch.
Point of contention with you, and my intention was to have you here with Ari and get to the bottom of this darts thing.
Oh, yeah.
And what kind of stakes, what's at stake with this?
And Ari pussied out and didn't show up today.
Their podcast against our podcast in darts.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep. And we're going to record it. We're going to put it up. But... we got to have something at stake. We've got some big bets to be paid off here. Sam has to pay off a fart funnel.
Well,
I'm sure you'll be happy to hear this.
What did he lose?
What does that mean exactly?
I can't believe you don't know what a fart funnel is.
Yeah.
Ari, I get to, now. Here's where I've worked my way into this coming back.
Sam loses a lot, huh?
He does. I think I lose the most.
Okay.
I think I've lost the most.
Okay.
And I have to jerk off live on this podcast. That's the one I lost.
No way.
I'm going to – I have to Skype
in.
Oh,
comedy's happy about that.
I Skype in.
Oh, okay. God.
And I got to look at Sam and Ari while I'm jerking off on Skype.
And you have to finish?
To completion.
Do you have to finish?
To completion. So they're going to be looking at me jerking off.
Can you have, like, audio of girls,
I think I can have, like, my game plan is I'm going to have my phone going –
yeah,
like porn on the phone, Skype here. So I'm trying not to look at these guys too much.
In your peripheral.
I might look at them halfway through a squirt, though.
Do you have to confirm completion?
We haven't discussed the terms yet.
And also, what are you going to do with your, like, cum noise? Are you going to hold it in? Are you going to try and make it sound like it's not happening?
I might. I thought about maybe just holding it in and just really fucking riding the lightning.
Yeah.
But I also thought about just really hamming one up, too.
Right. You got to go either way.
Oh, why again? Yeah.
I love you guys.
It's everywhere.
Me making messy. I don't know what I would make it my new cum noise to be. I don't know why I had to be like an Asian 14-year-old girl there.
Me make sticky.
I don't know why it got to that. So I have to do that. I lost a bet to Ryan
what
Mervis.
What bet did you lose?
Mervis and I just pulled that out of the bag. That was what was in this horrible bag. The bag's getting worse.
Yeah, it's bad. I thought it was bad.
Because that's a bad one.
Yeah.
I bet Mervis that at the start of the season that the Vikings would be 9-7 or worse.
Wow. Very close, right?
Very close. 11-5 they finished. I believe they won their last two games.
You're welcome.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So,
what is the fart funnel?
The fart? So I have to beat off.
Wait, did Ari and Sam also lose the bet?
They have a separate bet that they
Or they won the bet and get to watch you jerk off?
Yeah, the winners get to watch me.
Fucking winning of the bet?
I guess nobody wins if you really think about it.
Yeah, I think I win. I get to come, you guys. Yeah. Come on.
I think the winners are Gareth, me, and you because we don't have to be here.
Yeah. The winners are the fans of Punch Drunk.
Right.
So the fart funnel is where...
That's a separate bet.
What is that?
I think the bet that they made was over college basketball champ. Yeah. Now, Kentucky, who was virtually undefeated.
Right.
Sam took the entire field.
But what is the fart funnel?
Can I guess?
You lost.
Is it like you
Go
put
ahead.
A funnel
yeah.
up like your ass, and then somebody farts a fart into your ass?
That's close.
I bet someone farts a fart into Sam's face through a funnel.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You're getting close. It's even worse than that.
Oh, boy. Worse.
So like a beer bong kind of funnel.
Right.
But we're going to cut the cord so it's not as long.
Sure.
Of course.
I'm going to duct tape the funnel part around Ari's ass. He's going to spread his ass open, and then that's where I get to get him.
Oh, no.
Now, here's what I promise
you. No, not in his mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the other end.
Actually, it gets way worse.
Oh, God.
What?
But here's where Ari doesn't factor, because... Ari will never listen to this episode. I go, and Ari's getting into what a funnel would be. And I go, and you can spread your ass open really good. Yep, I like this. And then I'm going to duct tape this thing around your ass to create a tight seal. Perfect. Well, he doesn't realize he's going to have to rip duct tape off of his hairy fucking asshole.
Right.
That's going to be my gift that keeps on giving. That's where I sneak my little, I'm going to get Ari, too.
Industrial strength, though, like the heaviest kind.
And this is a good point of discussion because we can talk about the diet that 24 hours prior.
Oh.
I would like some tips of what maybe Ari should be eating to make this as bad as possible. We're going to duct tape this around Ari's asshole.
Oh, my God.
Then he's going to, he's going to fart. Sam has to put the hose in his mouth hit it like a bong.
Ugh.
He has to inhale it, hold it, and then exhale it out.
How long does he have to hold it?
I don't know.
Until smoke comes out. It's like just a big rip.
I think it should just be go into like a gas mask.
Like until his face starts turning green like a cartoon. Or just rises to the top.
It's like a level reading.
I like where Joe's going.
Yeah. What'd you say?
I just said like into a gas mask so then it's nose, mouth, eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Take it all in.
Because he can't fake it.
Yeah.
My fear is that he could fake that. And then just like hold his breath and close his eyes really good and not.
The fart will
hit him. Sam is very shifty. Oh. Sam's going to try to get out of this any way, shape, and form.
Yeah.
That fart will hang out in the you can't fake that.
Because, the regular.
I think you're right, though, Joe. I think, something like that where it's self-contained and he has to wear it for like 2 minutes and he has to breathe in it, for 2 minutes. Like,
that fart's
or, because then if he goes the gas mask way, he could just take like five or six of them and there's no escape.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, there's not.
And but it just goes into his lungs.
There's something more gross about him having to, like, inhale it in and hold his breath.
That's what I think, because now it's a part of you.
It's mainlining.
Yeah. Now it's a part of your bloodstream.
And, like, the thought in your head that you're doing that, it could make him puke.
I would really
That's
get
the
sick.
Goal here.
Yeah, he should puke. If he doesn't puke, he's fucked up.
And the thing is, all right, here's why I like cutting that hose short. There's a good chance Art blows some shit out of his ass.
Well,
with his diet,
you should put
collateral.
A carb on the tube.
Carb. What a dumbass. Now, what, because a lot of people are having some great suggestions lately on Twitter. What should Ari eat? Because Ari's talking about a 24-hour regimen of death. He's talking about, like, bad fish. Like, I told
eggs.
Him, you need a 12-pack.
Yeah, broccoli, cauliflower,
yeah.
Eggs.
He needs a 12-pack. Of,
yeah,
of,
definitely something of carbonated.
12-pack of beer, but it's the shittiest kind of beer. It's just white cans that just say
some
beer.
Some Blatz. Yeah. Oh, like Repo Man beer?
Like, just says beer.
Right.
Just like the worst
shit. It's like misspelled.
It's misspelled.
B-A-E-R.
And it's like
you want another can of beer? You guys want a cold beer?
I'm sorry. What was, did you
a bar!
Beer,
come on!
Right? And like 99-cent store beer.
Yeah.
99-cent store beer.
Okay.
And, like, bad produce, bad fish. Yeah. Everything's, like, right at the expiration
date. I like how Ari's going to get food poisoning.
Ari might die.
Which I'm fine with.
It's been in the sun for a couple days.
Exactly. Like, yeah.
Raw chicken.
Raw.
Ari's dying. So Sam, actually.
Yeah. Salmonella.
Team's fine.
We're gonna
he's making a lot off of Amazon, actually.
Ari's salmonella. Hey, I got to fight Al Chapo. I don't know if I'm really fine.
We could call it salmonella.
Salmonella. That's what we'll call that episode. I like the idea of that.
Thanks.
I'm afraid to, like, pick a bet out of this thing for our darts game, because if this is how bad they all are,
they're not all that bad.
Yeah, but still, there's the possibility that you're going to fart in a mouth.
Yeah, there's no in between.
That's a lot.
Have to beat off, watch a dude beat off or beat off for a dude. Yeah. One of the two.
I love that someone's winning in that bet.
I get to come. The fans get to listen to me go, not again. Or whatever my catchphrase is going to be.
Not again.
Yeah.
Not again.
Not again.
Something like that. I mean, I think, I don't know who loses in that one. They might both lose. Here's the thing. It's going to be really hard to come.
Yeah.
Knowing that Sam and Ari and having the audio of them.
Forget come, stay hard.
You should have to come during the fart funnel.
I'm hard right now.
That's good.
I mean,
I should have to come during the fart funnel.
Yeah.
I'm just feverishly beating
while
off
Sam's
in the corner like a 9-pound
down.
Squirrel.
Yeah, a Stargate opens in the wall.
Yeah, I mean, but anyway, this dart thing needs to happen already. It's been, I mean, months.
Well, the whole thing was, and with the fart funnel and with the darts, we were waiting for Ari to come back.
Right.
Which he just got back like 3 weeks ago.
And now
so now we have all these things that we can check off the list.
Okay.
That includes, now you guys have basically what I like to call the 9-pound squirrel in the room, which is which is how terrible Kevin Christie is.
At darts, yeah, I don't know
There's
that he's
no
ever
way
played.
He's played maybe once or twice
in his life.
He is a liability.
Yeah,
is he good at sports?
No. Not really.
Because he said he was good at basketball, and then I destroyed him.
That was humiliating.
You're really good.
I'm just better than him.
That he's was like, yeah, that was everyone's like that. This will be the battle of the nerds, and Nick actually turned out to be like fairly decent. And then he beat Ari that was a bad bag of bets.
Yeah, that was the cum sock challenge.
Yeah, the winner got to jerk off in a pair of socks.
One load each.
Jesus.
Loser had to turn them inside out and wear them for 24 hours.
Oh my God, what?
And Ari had to wear Nick's cum socks for 24
with
hours.
With wet cum?
No, you
let it dry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now,
but
what
overnight.
Would you prefer?
I mean, I guess I would prefer dried cum.
Yeah. If it's not your
I wear
own.
My own dried cum sock pretty frequently.
Probably currently.
Yeah.
I would imagine currently.
So.
If there's anything in my dirty laundry, there's a 61% chance there's cum on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the underwear and like a shirt, when he walks, it's all...
Yeah.
It's like growing he's been up painting all day. It's just chips falling off of him.
If there's like a girl that's like staying the night at my house or something like that, and she like, oh, let me wear one of your t-shirts, and she goes into like the laundry basket, I'm like...
You gotta keep it.
Really rolling the dice here.
That looks good on you. You're you like the stones? Keep it.
You're really rolling the dice here. There's a good chance you're putting cum on you before I put cum on you, you cunt! I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, growing up, I had a housekeeper. And
did you?
I think I like I think
like
I always thought I was getting
like
no,
Alice
no, just
made?
Like would come okay. there a couple times, and I used to just jack off on everything.
Sure,
and but I think I thought what I was age? Getting away with it, but for sure there was this poor Mexican woman that was just picking up my loads.
Yeah. What
I
age?
Just
what age?
Knew how much. How old was she? Maybe like 60s.
How old were you? Oh, I meant
she's 60.
24.
Right around the age.
This is like a week ago.
I went home to visit over Christmas.
Yeah, maybe like 13, 14. Like,
hey, Lupita.
You know, I thought I was getting away with being in the bathroom for 2 hours and like
yeah.
just beating off all the time. But I'm sure my whole family knew what was going on. And the housekeeper was
you're
cleaning
14,
my loads.
And you just vanish, yeah. constantly yeah. changing clothes.
He's yeah. really a yeah. bookworm up there. He's really studying. Why is grade so low?
By like 4 o'clock, by 4 o'clock, he's blown through his entire wardrobe.
Yeah.
And now he's just coming down like, hey, Spider-Man. He's dressed in like Halloween costumes in August.
He's crawling on the ceiling. How did you...
I can remember the first
track.
I got bit by a spider.
Yeah, the first time I came, I remember I was like, "Wow, that was crazy."
I
don't
think
know
I
what
remember
that
mine
is.
Too.
Yeah, and then I went to family dinner.
Were you
that
beating
night
off
at my grandma's house and disappeared into the bathroom for an hour?
Oh wow!
And beat off at my family dinner, but I thought it was like a secret that only myself shared.
Same day you beat. Same day you came for the first time.
First time later that day, I beat off a second time, but it was at family dinner at my grandma's house, and I just like went to the bathroom for.
Well,
an hour.
Well, that's an erotic scene, though. Yeah, in their defense. That's yeah. right. You know,
I don't even know
full
if
hour?
I was like. Putting sex to the actual beating off, or was just like the
whoa,
mechanical
magic,
just like yeah,
yeah,
like this feels good.
Look at this thing.
I would like rub the. It was like such a bad technique too.
Oh, you gave it the old. That was the old.
Like you're trying to start a fire.
For those of you that aren't, yeah. for those of you that can't see video, Joseph and Clitico went with the old cheese grater method.
Leaning the mic, leaning the mic.
Yeah, it was nice.
And I would just shine my head to like layers after layers would be gone.
Buffing the bowling ball.
I remember I used to just. Fuck stuff like around the house too. I had and do you remember? Not it wasn't Castle Grayskull, but it was Skeletor's castle.
Price toys
and he had
that
like a
painful. You just got well, that thing.
I would put a sock in. There was like a snake that came out of
take
the top
that,
of
Skeletor.
Skeletor's castle. I would take the snake.
Was it Skeletor's
out.
Castle stuff, Grayskull?
No. That it was
no. That was He-Man's.
Yeah, He-Man's castle.
Mm.
And then I would stuff a sock in the Skeletor's castle and just fuck. The shit out of him.
He-Man was like, I don't know if I'm on your side anymore. I mean, I hate Skeletor, but what are you doing to him?
I know. Ah, the chimney's filmed again. What was the purpose behind that? Was it because it was the perfect height to fuck?
Just think I was looking for holes.
Sure.
I was just looking for holes.
There's a book title.
Pretty straight up and down.
You
answer.
Guys didn't fuck? Like holes in...
I just, like, folded a pillow over.
Yeah.
That was one of them.
I've had paternity tests from pillows before.
I used to put lotion in couch cushions, leather couch cushions.
Whoa.
In my
poor Luke
living room. Have you ever tried that? I mean, it's like bestiality because it's leather. And then also masturbation.
Where's that remote? My God, there's a lot of lotion down here.
Yeah,
I know.
Change is ruined.
Jesus Christ.
All the change is stuck together.
Yeah. And I would never wipe up. I would just blow the load
into the couch.
Just call it a day.
Wow.
We gave that couch for like 6 years, and then we gave that couch to like some
to the housekeeper.
There's no catch. I mean, this is a nice couch.
To the housekeeper.
I love the couch. Jesus. This couch is lovely.
The poor housekeeper.
It's not very soft.
My buddy Brian Jarvis used to. When he was like around the same age, he had two older brothers. I'm also very good friends with them too, and they were like 4 or 5 years older than him. So they're like in high school, and he's like at that age of like 13 when he was like fucking anything, right? So his brothers and all of his family were alcoholics, so they would all be out drinking. They would just leave these three boys to like run amok. So you know they'd all be partying and shit. So Jarvis's two brothers, older brothers, and then their two like buddies,
yeah,
are like, I'd fuck face, you know what I mean? It was very like weird science, like Chet,
right? You know what I mean? Yeah.
Hey, dipshit, and they're all like East, like you know, like Newton, Massachusetts.
Right.
All right, dipshit, we're gonna fucking go potty. Uh-huh. Don't be a fucking dumbass, fuck face. And then they slap him in the forehead, and they leave. And little 13-year-old Jarvis is like, you know, looking in the blinds and sees a car pulls away. He then cuts a hole into a pumpkin,
ooh,
puts it on the oven for like a minute to heat it up. Ooh. He's fucking this hole in this pumpkin, right?
No.
And they come back because they forgot something. Hey, we fucking, hey, look at pumpkin over here. He's fucking a pumpkin. And he's just stuck frozen like a deer in headlights with his 13-year-old boner inside of a fucking heated up pumpkin that he had cut a hole into. To this day, so fucking 30 years later, I'm at Jarvis's wedding, and I know his brother. I've known his brothers for fucking ever. Sometimes his brothers will still call him Pumpkin, but at his wedding, Jarvis is like 40. At his wedding, are these two now like, you know, 48-year-old,
right,
still Newton, Mass. I've never met the two buddies. Hey, fucking Pumpkin's getting married.
Stop, my wife is here.
I'm like, man, they're still calling you Pumpkin, huh? He's like, these fucking Newton, wow, Mass fucking meatheads. Hey, fucking Pumpkin. Dude, you fuck a pumpkin once, yeah, 40 years later, yeah, you're fucking
one
there
jack off lantern, and you're fucking, you're labeled for the rest of your life.
Now, Gay Jesus has been really chomping at the bit for you lately,
oh,
hasn't he? Last three episodes, they've...
Oh, even when I'm not? Okay.
Last three episodes, he's called in looking for Gary.
Oh, boy.
I imagine that Gay Jesus is probably going to call in today.
I look forward to
really
it.
Really excited that Gary, who he thinks...
I don't know if Gay Jesus has ever called while I've been...
Oh,
is that
really?
Is that a newer listener?
It's a new character. There's a UFC fighter who doesn't speak English too well.
Uh-huh.
And after winning one of his fights, went on a bit of a tirade about gay marriage,
okay,
which wasn't really so easy to understand, if you recall.
Right.
Yeah.
And this for Jesus, not for the gay Jesus.
And
yeah.
Gay.
Yep.
Wow. And,
America, don't for gay Jesus.
America, no for gay Jesus. Yeah.
So that guy thinks there's two separate Jesuses?
Well, apparently
one that
there is.
A pumpkin and the other one.
Apparently there is, because the very next episode, gay Jesus has been calling in ever since.
Oh, cool.
Hello. Oh, wow. This may be him right now. I know who it is. You're on the air with Punch Drunk Sports, Bet DSI Celebrity Hotline. Who do we have?
Oh, all this talk is really ravishing my body.
Hello, Gay Jesus.
The body of Christ.
Talk of pumpkins, a man in glasses having sex with a couch. Hello.
Gay Jesus, how you been, buddy? Now, is it Romero? Is that who? What?
Yeah, Yael Romero.
Yep, Yael Romero has. did he say some more disparaging things quite recently?
Oh, I'm trying to ignore him. All I'm focused on is Gary looking beautiful in red.
Now, Gay Jesus does see all. Now, you're not even online. You're just omnipotent. Is that correct?
That is true. Gary is my lady in red today.
Hi, Gay Jesus. It's good to hear from you again. It's been a while.
You haven't been praying to me, Gary. You're going to have to repent for that, you bad boy.
Well, I don't know.
Now, Gay Jesus, what are like maybe top 17 things you would like to do to Gary?
That's quite a number.
I mean, do we even have the time?
For you, we always do, Gay Jesus.
I want to take some candles from a church and spread Gary wide open, light the candles, and just drip the wax into his rectum.
Oh, boy. Wow. Sounds like it's from the bet bag.
Then you'll seal it up. You won't be able to get in there.
That's a good point.
Ooh, who's that? Nicholas?
Yeah.
Well, I get my birth name.
Well, of course, it's Gay Jesus.
Well, he knows everything.
Yeah. That's true.
He knows everything.
Hi, Gay Jesus.
I'd like to party with Nikki, Gary, and that other guy.
Joe Sinclitico. Now, Clit is in his name. How do you feel about that, Gay Jesus?
Ew.
Ew. It's a big turnoff. Even just the word clit in someone's name isn't okay?
Just even if it's out of order, it's disgusting.
Yeah. Wow.
You've never been with a woman?
Never. That's my brother's thing. Gary, let's turn the topic to better things. Let's blow each other.
That's quite a gear shift, Gay Jesus.
Yeah, that was a left turn.
Who needs segues when you have Gary's big hot dick in your mouth?
Oh, wow. Wait, so you're blowing me? I mean, you are Jesus. I would figure, not that I'd blow you, but I'd figure that would be the fantasy. Or
Gary, yeah. I'm in charge, and I make the rules here.
Hey, all right, no, I get it. No, you are a deity.
Now, Gay Jesus, is it true that you can suck the cum out of his cock and turn it into red wine right in your mouth?
That is true, and then I'll spit it in his face.
Wow. See, he's spitting wine in your face and not cum.
That's very nice. What a trick.
That's a magic trick.
What a trick.
Where you're like, uh-oh, here comes a fucking spit load of cum right
in
my face.
No,
it's a nice fucking Cabernet.
It's a Merlot.
It's a Merlot. See, that's why Gary's on the show. Spit your Merlot in my...
bottle it, Gary, and sell it up in Napa.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone's going to buy your cum wine, right, Jesus? Gay Jesus? Sorry.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, I think there's a market for it, Gary, the way you taste. Hello!
All right.
Now, Gay Jesus, what are some other things you'd like to do to Gary? Because you've really been looking for him for the last couple weeks, and now that he's here, I'm sure you're fucking getting creative on some of the other things you'd like to do to him.
I want to take Gary to a playground, put him on a swing naked, and just let him swing right into my dick.
Oh, God. This is not a public playground, I hope.
And then you'll just keep yelling, higher,
higher. Higher! Higher!
Well, I push him from the front to get that momentum. I really want him to come in there and almost break my dick off.
Oh. Gay Jesus is really horny today. Yeah.
He has a thing for Gary that
he's
you wouldn't
fantasies.
Even believe.
Yeah. Wow. No, I'm flattered. Some of these are very graphic. That's the only thing.
What is your
Gary,
dad?
I want to take you to a McDonald's play place, get in that ball pit, and just really fuck you hard under the ball.
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of kids there. That's I don't know if that's okay, right?
Hey, is there anything that might involve a crucifix?
Well, I want to put Gary on the crucifix facing it.
Wait a minute.
Put some spikes through his hands so he can't move, and then just watch 50 guys. I'll be 51, and we'll just ream Gary until he's almost dead.
Wait, you don't want to go first?
That ain't Gay Jesus' style.
I like to
style.
Watch Gary suffer and wait for me, knowing that he's so horny for me.
Oh man!
Oh, Gay Jesus, I love you. How's everything with the family?
Oh, family is great.
Wait,
I mean,
family?
Ready to meet Gary. I keep talking about him at all the dinners.
You have a family?
Oh, his brother, yeah. Jesus, his dad, God.
Yeah. Oh, and they're okay with this sort of talk, Gay Jesus?
Well, I think
the Holy Ghost. They're used to it, Gary. They know what I'm up to.
Well, that's fair. It's just nice to be in a conversation somewhere, honestly.
Now, what's your dad think about? What if you brought Gary, like a look who's coming to dinner kind of situation? You bring him home to a big Christmas dinner. You know, there's Jesus with some lovely young lady, and there's Gay Jesus with Gary. What would Dad say about that one?
He's not going to approve, but it doesn't matter what he thinks. I'll blow Gary at the table if I want, Dad.
Oh, wow. So
it sounds like it's an old issue
it's
going on.
Very rebellious.
Very, yeah.
I don't know
very...
if I'm comfortable with that. I mean, he's the creator, right? I don't want to get on his bad side.
And Gary, I have more power. He's not going to be here forever. You need me on your side, Gary.
Yes, I think that is how that works.
But, quite a power.
You
know,
Gary, just spread the cheeks wide open for me right now into the camera.
No,
yep. Can we
get
that, Gary?
No, absolutely not. And you know my name is Gary. And absolutely not. I'm not going to spread my ass into the camera for you, Gay Jesus. I mean, I'd imagine, you know, you're all seeing, all knowing. You know what that looks like anyway, right?
Yeah, that's true. But I wanted to help some of the people at home.
No.
Maybe fuck a couch while they're looking at Gary. Gary's fucking turd picture spread open for all glory to see.
You guys ever fucked an ottoman?
Joe, you ever fucked an ottoman?
On the couch is full? You can't spread the pillow far enough.
Right.
Okay.
That's true. Sorry, I didn't mean to get too technical.
I've never stuck my dick in a gas tank. What good is that?
You know, just to say you did it.
Yeah. Like a bucket list sort of thing?
Yeah, I guess.
Even Gay Jesus has a bucket. It's a bucket list, Gary.
All right.
And you're on it.
I'm sure. I feel like I am.
Gay Jesus, before we let you go, maybe one last suggestion of something maybe you'd like to do to Gary while he's here so he can think about that tonight while he's trying to get some sleep?
I want to ride a giraffe with Gary in front of me.
Oh, no.
Okay.
We're both naked.
Of course.
Naturally.
And the giraffe is going over terrain that's very bumpy, so there's a lot of movement. And then I just slip into Gary, further and further.
Oh, boy.
And then we fall off the giraffe.
Of course.
And I get
fall.
Stuck in Gary for hours.
I love how he just works a giraffe.
Yeah, and then you let the giraffe go eventually.
Over terrain that's very rocky.
Yeah. And then they're stuck inside
a very confused giraffe.
Well,
Gary, are you in or out?
I've told you, I'm out. Okay,
no, I didn't think you're not.
No,
not
I'm,
in.
I'm out. I'm flattered, but some of this again is really graphic, and you know, while I appreciate it, I know
you do like giraffes.
I love giraffes.
You'd love a giraffe ride.
I would love a giraffe ride.
There you go. So call it a rain check.
Yeah,
Gary, are you seeing someone? Is that what this is about?
That is not.
He is single. He told me he's single.
That is not what's getting in the way of us.
Gary
right
is 100% available. True or false, Gary?
True.
There you
go.
But,
is that because I said butt twice, Jesus?
Exactly, Gary. You're teasing me at this point.
Now you're just being a tease. Well, Gay Jesus, thank you for calling in. If anything else turns you on later on the show, as always, feel free to call in. We love you, Gay Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, good, I will.
Good to catch up.
He loves you.
Yeah, it is. But some of that, again, it's just too much. I mean, he's coming on very strong. You know, putting me backwards on a crucifix and having 50 apostles bang me.
Yeah,
and
then
he's first.
A lot of really elaborate fantasies.
Yeah, yeah.
Gay Jesus is very creative.
I mean, he's been around a while, so he's probably done it all. He's
got to,
like,
everything.
Step the game
yeah,
up.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch that vampire movie we were talking about?
No. Not yet.
Have you seen that?
Twilight? Love him.
Twilight Saga? No, the one that the Flight of the Conchord guys did.
Mm-mm.
Hilarious.
Really?
Yeah, hilarious.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I saw,
you saw it.
Yeah.
Isn't it hilarious?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Fuck, man.
I got to see it.
A+. What We Do in the Shadows. We talked about it a little bit last week. Really, 4 vampire roommates, and it's a mockumentary.
Okay.
Really fucking
like
funny,
it.
Man.
Yeah,
like it
sounds
really
cool.
Funny.
I'm still a little shaken from the previous call.
Really?
Yeah.
You had to know it was coming.
Yeah.
For a couple reasons. Every time you call, he goes crazy about you.
Yeah.
And 2, I told you last night via text, Gay Jesus is going to be on the hunt for you.
Yeah, no.
Just so you know.
He really was. He was on the prowl.
yeah.
Again, just very graphic.
I know.
You're not a UFC guy, are you?
Not really, no.
But you're like, you're almost like a girlfriend. Where you're like, Ronda Rousey's fighting. I've heard of her.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll watch this if I'm at a place where it happens to be on.
Yeah, I'll make snacks.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll support the guys.
But you're not like but you, sir.
Big UFC fan.
Huge UFC fan.
Yeah.
Where have you been watching them lately?
I've been watching them at my house online.
Two-part question. One, you've been watching them online.
Yeah.
But do you find live streams, or are you paying for the pay-per-view or whatever?
I'm paying.
No, that face.
You're embarrassed that you're illegally paying. You're like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm doing it the right way.
Don't
tell anyone.
To the store.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys watch them in the store?
Yep. We've been getting them legally there.
Okay.
Totally legally.
Now, when you guys say legally, you guys make faces after.
Because we are legally getting these fights and watching them there.
So there's that face again.
Yeah, you're mouthing something now.
And you're also shaking your head as if to say no.
I was just saying, we got some new sponsorship.
It's just something in your throat.
Right.
Yeah.
Might be Gay Jesus.
Yeah, what'd you think about I can't get into the lower weight classes really. I like
Why?
Conor McGregor, but I don't like it when the referee is
Dillashaw,
taller
you didn't
than
enjoy
the
that
fighters.
Fight?
I get fucking bored. I know I'm not supposed to say that.
No, you can say whatever you want. This
but I like to see dudes that are bigger than me. Like I don't like to see fighters that like if they cut in front of me at the bank, I would maybe say something to them.
Yeah, but
I
you
only
would
want fighters
regret.
That I would be terrified of.
But even those guys would kill you.
Yeah, they would kill me.
You would
but
really
I would still
regret.
Say something. Like I like guys that when you look at them, immediately you go, all right, this guy will fucking murder everybody.
You like welterweight up.
This guy'd fill a couch.
You like from welterweight up.
I even like 155ers because those dudes tend to be, you know, like 5'10", like bigger than me.
Okay.
Dudes that look bigger than me.
So from McGregor up.
Yes.
You like.
Yes.
Do those fights tend to be more exciting and brutal as well, or no?
They tend to be more knockouts.
Yeah, they just hit hard. They can hit harder.
Yeah. But and then in the lower divisions, it's also like, it's a faster pace.
Much
they're
faster
very
pace.
Exciting, but it's like, yeah, the knockout isn't
and boxing
just hanging
is the
over
same.
Their head.
It's the same thing in boxing.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of the bantamweights
I mean,
and all those guys, you know, you're going to get
170 more punches in a fight.
Yeah.
And boxing wise.
Boxing's even worse. It's like fucking heavyweight division coming back sized around, men hitting each other with pillows.
Couch pillows.
With cum all over them.
How many different weight divisions are there in UFC?
I think it goes down to, is it down to 125? No, I think 135. Six? 135. I think
six?
Demetrius Johnson is wow. the.
So some of them are like
yeah, 135, 145, 155, 170, 185, 205, and then heavyweight.
I think there's six.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think there's six.
So heavyweight's 205 and up?
205 is light heavyweight, and 220 up is heavyweight, I believe.
So for heavyweight, you can be 220.
205 and up.
205 is what?
205 is light heavyweight.
Right, but heavyweight, I'm saying.
Heavyweight is anything above 205. But yeah, they all tend to be about 220.
Right.
Because usually guys that are like a little bit less than 220 can make 205.
Right. And then you can kind of, if you're younger.
Right.
You know, if you're older, it's harder to cut weight, and then you kind of tend to just move up a weight class.
Right.
So you don't have to cut 35 pounds at age 37 every goddamn fucking right. day.
Which is
yeah.
what,
months.
Like, the John Jones will eventually.
John Jones will be a heavyweight.
Yeah.
And a very dominant one.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch the free fights Sunday?
Yes, I did.
What did you think? Were you surprised by Dillashaw losing?
I thought Dominic Cruz definitely beat him. I thought he won that fight.
I like Cruz having that belt. After everything he's gone through, this guy has multiple surgeries, hasn't fought in about 4 years, was like the best there was in that division, has to give up his belt, can't fight for 4 years.
Why couldn't he fight?
Just injuries.
Wow.
Blew out like ACL, MCL, I think, tore his groin after he healed from that. So he hadn't been able to fight for 4 years. Now won his first fight back.
The championship.
And then gets his...
Oh, is that...
This
that's
is his second fight.
Got it,
he won in like 60 seconds, his first fight back in 4 years. Second fight was Sunday, where he gets to fight for his belt back. This guy in the 4 years has won this belt, defended it, I think, twice.
Yeah.
Twice.
And the dude looked unstoppable.
And he looked unstoppable, and then this guy fights this guy Sunday and actually won his belt back.
It was
back.
Very exciting. I would be more of a fan if he didn't have that back tattoo. Sometimes a shitty
really
tattoo...
Really bad tattoo.
Sometimes shitty tattoos ruin it.
What is
for
it?
Me?
And the UFC is full of shitty tattoos. The UFC...
it's so fucking
go in and
worse.
Watch the UFC, you get the same kind of tattoos that you get in an off big city bar.
Yeah, yeah,
like
I'll take
club
the NBA
Kokomo, Indiana.
Tramp stamps and stuff.
Yeah. Like a Kokomo, Indiana strip club, not like a fucking... Damn, did you do that tattoo yourself? Right. Nah, let my baby girl do it.
It means brevity in Chinese.
Yeah, there are some bad tattoos in the fucking UFC.
Tramp stamps
sure.
and
100%.
Yeah,
you're like, ugh.
I'll take the NBA tattoos that you can barely see.
Well, some
over
of the guys
the fucking...
in the NBA, their racist tattoo. Like Matt Barnes doesn't have any room left on his body.
And
yeah,
he's covered. But you have NBA money.
Yeah.
To get tattooed.
Right.
So you're like, who's the best tattoo artist
in
that
the
there
world.
Is?
Yeah.
I want to pay this guy $1,000 an hour to sleeve me up.
Right.
UFC is like, my cousin's got a tattoo gun.
My girlfriend's brother is practicing.
You know what I mean? A lot of, you know, there's only like 10 UFC fighters that have NBA money to get tattooed.
Even fucking Conor McGregor, who I was such a big fan of.
Bad tat.
Got that. Lion tattoo. No, that one's kind of cool.
The chest
the
one, I don't
like. The
fucking
lion on his stomach? Get out of here with that.
Really?
I haven't seen that one.
He got a lion over his belly button.
What do you think about him moving up? We talked about it a little bit last week.
Where was he and where is he now?
Conor McGregor, who's big for his weight class, has the belt.
Of what weight class?
At what is he,
145.
145.
Which is
welterweight?
No. It's
adorable.
No. It's not lightweight.
It's not bantamweight.
Cute weight.
Aw, class.
But it's a little lion.
Look at him. Simba.
Has that belt, walks around bigger than that, so he cuts to fight at that weight class. His next fight, he's moving up to lightweight, which is 155.
Yeah.
Okay.
And his first fight in that heavier division is fighting for the title. So he actually could own two belts if he wins that.
Has anyone ever done that?
No, two belts
at the same time?
Nobody's done that. Okay. People have moved up, and you know, people have been the light heavyweight champ and then became the heavyweight champ later in their career. But nobody's owned two belts at the same time. I'm positive. Actually.
Yeah. Never.
So this is an opportunity for him to do that. So I think he's going to get his fucking ass kicked.
Yeah, but you know, I thought that every time he's fought somebody.
So
good.
Did I.
I keep going. Yeah. Oh, Conor McGregor's going to lose. And then it's like at a certain point, you got to just fucking go with Conor McGregor.
I'm sick of the Conor McGregor trumpeteers. I'm sick of the bandwagon fans of the sport that want to talk shit about McGregor.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? People
well,
that
he's legitimately great.
Like, I get it. I get that.
You don't like him.
I'm kind of sick of it.
Oh, I love him.
You want him to lose.
I love
him. I find him charismatic and entertaining. Yeah. I think he's good for the sport because he's polarizing character. I think he's a great fighter. That all said, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of hearing about it. I'm sick of hearing...
just oversaturated the market.
Dude, he could move up to fucking heavyweight.
Yeah.
Dude, he could win. He could have nine... He could have all six belts, bro.
It is crazy.
Shut up.
I went to the...
He's never been hit like he's about to get hit at 155. And the guy he's not fighting isn't a fucking tune-up fight.
Yeah.
I wanted to see him fight Nate Diaz first, my dear friend who hung out with me at the Comedy Store. We're practically best friends.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally talked to him for like 90 minutes, though. Not in a row, but in 20-minute intervals.
Diaz right. Brothers are amazing.
Dude, so cool. They call into the podcast all the time, by the way.
Yeah.
But they've been such good friends now. And he sounds exactly like he does when he calls in on the phone. Nate Diaz. Super cool. He's like, dog, I was hanging out just like across the street. I fucking see my dog Joe Rogan's name is on the fucking billboard. I'm like, fuck it. Let's fucking go there and party. And you're like, wow.
That is a spot on Nate Diaz.
That's exactly how he sounded. Yeah. And I go, dude, if you get your hands. This is before they announced Conor McGregor was going to fight for the belt. If you get your fucking hands on Conor McGregor, I will beat off if you fucking kick his ass. He goes, dog. I'm going to do it. And when I do, I don't even want pay-per-view money, dog. I want all of the UFC money. And you're like, wow, that's unrealistic. Expectations there.
I don't think,
all right.
But that's literally what he said.
I don't think it'll happen now.
In my head, I go, God, you sound just like you do when you call in the lunch drunk. And then I leave.
Bad.
I do my set. I come back down, and now Tripoli has shown up at the Comedy Store, and I see him talking to Nate Diaz.
This squirrel is 9 pounds, dude.
Bro.
Like, fucking, what is he eating?
No, he's already taken like 11
pictures. He must be on roids, dude. Do you think he's juicing? Look at him.
He's already taken like 11 pictures with him and stuff. So I go over to the front bar, get a drink. I see Sam over there, and Sam's like, bro, how cool is this right here? And he points to Nate Diaz. I go, yeah, man, this guy's fucking badass. And then we, like, knuckle-punching each other. Yeah. And then Sam's like, oh, you already met, huh? I'm like, yeah. We're practically best friends. And Nate's like, yeah, he's a cool guy. And then Sam goes, I told him about...
Nate just got gay right there. You're like, yeah, he's the cool guy.
I know.
Oh, no, gay Nate's calling it.
You went out of the...
Fuck him off.
You went out of the Nate Diaz impression.
I heard his catchphrase when he comes. Yeah. But he... Then Sam goes... I told him about the Diaz brothers calling into the show. He wasn't too happy. I'm like, what are you doing, bro?
Quit networking.
You're going to get us all beat up.
Why wasn't he happy? How did he tell it to him?
Who knows? It's Tripoli. Who knows what he did?
Dude, bro, we
know
totally
gay versions
on you.
Of you. Yeah. Anyway, you want a Pepsi?
we totally shit on you and make you sound stupid, bro.
That's amazing.
You know, the triple laugh, the Minnie Mouse laugh?
Yeah.
That's when you know you got them.
Yeah.
I can be at parties and hear that laugh and look around and be like, oh, somebody just got Sam. Because if he really just let himself go, I think that laugh has like a whole crazy laugh to it.
Yeah.
But three is all he can get out before he quickly silences.
There's
it.
Also the Tripoli, like, mouth wide open, smiling, bouncing while he talks to you.
Oh, yeah, too. Yeah. Yeah, he does do that.
That's his big one.
It'll be like, that's literally the funniest thing I've ever heard, and not laugh. You're like, how do you?
Yeah, you didn't even.
You got to see. Even. I got a picture of him. We went to Subway the other day, and you got to see how he drinks. I did this yesterday on his other show. You got to see how he drinks his soda from Subway.
Tripoli's
really?
So afraid of the gay stuff, too. It's like, you know there's gay shit in his
one
background.
One of the hardest
like,
I've ever laughed.
Dick.
What do you mean he gets afraid of it?
He just doesn't like when
you're
you
totally
do the
right.
gay you do the gay jokes.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
Enough with this, bro.
One of my favorite times ever alive was you and I heading to Arizona with him.
Yeah.
And he's in the car. He's so hungover.
It was 6 hours.
He was 6 hours late. He's super hungover. So he just laid in the back seat while Joe and I drove to Arizona. And we were as gay as we could be without sucking each other
And it was
off.
Our first time hanging out, so we were really excited to find another dude that was so into fucking making the
I've
worst gay
jokes. I've
dreamed
about you.
Yeah, exactly. And so it like, just dude, got so fucking aggressive.
And was just laying in the back, and it's just like, bro, let me, I'm thinking about something. Let me ask you this. Uh-huh. Sure. You know, it's just, would you rather eat a delicious sandwich?
Yeah.
Or, like, suck off a big-ass dick? And then I'm driving, I'm like, I do like sandwiches. Like, what kind of sandwich? Like, a good sandwich. Like, the best fucking sandwich you ever fucking had. And you're like, shit, man, that is a tough one. But a big, big dick, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on, bro. Yeah. Put this shit in the backseat. Yeah.
Ready to, like, throw up at any moment.
And doing both isn't an option. You know what I mean? I can't have a sandwich and a dick.
Can't have a dick with bread.
No, you got to pick one. You got to pick one. Fuck, man, this is tough. You know, for 7 hours, Joe and I did that for 7 hours. And then we pulled into some like gas station truck stop thing to piss. And so he's like in a stall, and it's like a dingy one. Like, it's not like a nice fucking place to piss. You're scared to touch anything in this place. He's in a stall, and I'm like pissing at the only urinal. And then I get done pissing, and he says in the stall from inside the stall, dude, what if you came in here? I'll never forget this. It's the dumbest thing ever for an adult to say to another adult. But it's so stupid.
This is after talking.
I've laughed about
this
for 2 years. Oh yeah, no, now we're out of the car. Now we're out of the car. And this is, by the way, how he and I are getting to know each other. We're out of the car. Dude, what if you came in here and I was licking the toilet seat and just beating off?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. I said, what would you do if you came in here and I was just licking this toilet seat and beating off? What would you do? Would you just start fucking me?
Oh, God, man. It was the best. So it's just 7 hours of us doing that. And Tripoli with the worst hangover you could possibly have.
Hates it. God. And it made it 10 times funnier.
Oh, yeah.
That he was
the more
so upset about
it. He was getting, the gayer our fucking shit would get. Come on, bro. You're the one making this gay, Sam.
Yeah.
We're just trying to be a couple of bros hanging out.
About whether I need a sandwich or suck a dick.
Sandwiches. And now you're trying to make us sound gay, dude. I don't know. I'd probably suck the dick.
I'd take the dick. I just ate.
The dick.
So what's the picture you were pulling up?
Sam drinking a soda at
this?
Subway. He like so he won't use a lid.
Why is this? This is
I don't know why.
About Sam. I don't know.
I don't know why he won't use a lid, but he basically.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's real weird.
But he'll use a straw, just no lid.
No, he won't use a straw.
The straw's too phallic.
No, he won't use any of those things.
That's an interesting theory that I would not be surprised. If anybody sees Tripoli drinking out of the straw, just stare at his lips and lick your lips.
Yeah, I go,
come on, bro.
You're good at that.
I like how Sam signs his tweets and dates them.
Oh, that is hilarious.
Oh, yeah, what's with that? He puts them
like,
on Instagram.
Is this for the Smithsonian? Or what the fuck? What the fuck are you doing, bro?
We found it.
Oh, man.
I had it.
Bro. Putting it in a time capsule, bro, so no one can steal it.
It's like he's retweeting his own tweet.
It probably is, so no one can steal it.
No, and then he's like, Sam Tripoli, December 24th,
which is so funny, because it's already like, you can only find it on his Twitter.
Right. How he drinks it. So no lid, he's just like a
that
hobo.
That is weird. That's a new
like,
thing
he drinks
doing.
It.
That's a new move he's
like,
doing.
Like, it puts it around.
Yeah, he squishes the cup.
That's a new move. That's a new move.
And the hat to
What's
the side, too.
Yeah, that's Sam in a Subway. Look at the guy behind him. He's like, what the fuck is happening over there?
The best part about this is Sam is listening to this, like,
yeah.
Fucking come on. Like, just getting upset.
1,000% Sam's
that's
not listening
That's the best part.
He might be. Yeah, she might be. He has a day free.
But for sure, like, he fucking jacked off. With, like, another one of his friends. Like, they jacked each other off or something.
Have you ever been in a circle jerk?
Yes.
Hard-hitting
question.
Really?
One time.
With a couch.
One time. No, 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 but one time.
One time three, I was at an auto
I fucking.
I went to Living Spaces
Sir, get out of the living spaces area.
IKEA, right before they close, is a ghost town, so you can just jerk off in every fake living room.
One time, we used to steal Playboys.
Me
and this buddy of mine, and we stole Playboys, and my friend would keep the Playboys. And one time, I went over to his house, and he was Mormon, and we went over to his house. And we were looking at him in the bathroom, and I remember like looking at him, and he's like over
now
my
shoulder.
Now
I know it took you a long time to go to the bathroom.
He's right over my shoulder. I'm looking at the Playboy. And the next thing I know, he's fucking butt naked, comes over, posts his dick like straight down into the Playboy that he's laid down onto the ground.
Whoa.
And just starts humping the Playboy. And I was all, I think actually I'm good, bro, and I just walked out of there. Like, I don't know what the fuck
just
happened.
So this guy lays down this naked chick in a magazine.
Yeah.
You're looking at it like, oh, cool, check out
he just got so worked up.
All of a sudden, this
he was looking at the Playboy
and starts fucking the magazine.
He was in the bathroom, but he was like behind me, and then he just strips down and starts humping the fucking Playboy.
Rock
just
hard.
Gets so worked up, dude. Just like,
close
just
off.
14-year-old
wow.
fucking, and just starts pumping the Playboy. And I remember just
and then
being
you
like,
got fucking turned on.
And then I was fucking him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
I start fucking him. He's fucking the Playboy.
Yeah. Right.
That's then his dad walks in.
Right, his dad walks in.
Someone needs to get fucked.
I'll call that.
And you're like,
chokes us up against a wall, fucking, and then starts jacking both of us off.
Wow. Okay, yeah.
God, that sounds like a hot time.
That's called the human centerfold.
It was cool. It was chill.
When someone's fucking a centerfold, and then you're fucking. Which what area code is it?
Are the punch trucks usually this?
All right, let's take it. Let's try it.
It's Orange County.
You're on the air with Punch Drunk on the Celebrity Bet DSI Hotline. What's up?
Hey, bro. It's John Smith, bro.
John Smith, bro. What's going on?
That doesn't sound like a real name.
It is.
All right. I believe you.
Now, you lost a bet.
Yeah.
Actually, John Smith, bro, call back. We have another caller we got to take, and then call us back because I want to talk about you paying off this bet because I believe I get to hit you as hard as I can 3 times with a fly swatter.
That's all the context I need.
Yeah.
Call back, John Smith.
This fly swatter's covered in cum, though.
No, you're totally right.
No way.
Well, that's on the table. That's
well,
what
I can't
about.
Even believe how much
covered
cum
a lot
is
of cum.
Involved.
I chose thumbtacks. I get to put a bunch of thumbtacks in this fly
that's
swatter.
That's a hard one. Which one would you rather have?
I'd rather have both.
Thumbtacks.
That's illegal.
Wait a minute. Get the cum in the skin.
You're on the air with Punch Drunk. Is this Mickey?
Yes, it is.
What's up, dude? Joining us, UFC fighter Mickey Gall. And what I understand, you're actually a big fan of this show. Is this true?
Huge fan, man. Right as I get on the air, I'm hearing cum and thumbtacks. I know I'm on Punch Drunk.
Thumbtacks.
Thank you, bro. Yeah, now, first of all,
real, man, I'm a big fan of Punch Drunk. I've been listening since the Toad Hop days.
Damn.
I'd
like
to talk to 130 of you today. What up, Keith?
Awesome, dude. What's up? Hey, congratulations on getting a UFC contract.
Thank you. Thank you very much, man. Dream come true.
Dude, isn't it? Now, how long have you been fighting? I know you're a brown belt, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm 23. I turned 24 this month. I've been doing jiu-jitsu since I was 16.
Uh-huh.
You know, a little boxing, and then I started training at AMA Fight Club in New Jersey, you know, like with Jim Miller.
Sure.
Dan Miller. Yeah.
Now,
man, that's just been my life.
Dude, that's fucking awesome, man. That's so exciting. Now, and who's your first fight against? Because if you win this fight, there's rumors that you get CM Punk next, which a lot of people would like to see his face get touched.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of people are saying that. Yeah, I'm fighting Michael Jackson. I know, yeah. Michael Jackson, that's the actual name.
Sounds like an easy fight.
Yeah, I think you got this one.
Yeah, I'm a moonwalk on him. Yeah. Yeah, I'm fighting him on UFC 196 on the 6th, and I win that, I get CM Punk, man. That'd be crazy.
That'd be unreal.
CM Punk, man.
Dude, your second fight against him, I mean, that would absolutely be, like, on a pay-per-view event, all of the fucking spotlight on you. And, dude, you want to talk about a fight, you know, you win this first fight against Michael Jackson, and then if you beat CM Punk in your second fight, you're made man. You're a household name.
Yeah, it's I'm like when I found out, I don't know if you saw the Looking for a Fight thing with Dana White, but right as I found out, like, Dana was going to be at my fight, I was like, oh, I'm definitely going to call CM Punk. Who am I going to call out? Robbie Lawler? Like, they just laughed at me.
Absolutely.
Like, because my goal is to get in the UFC, and, you know, they turned that into the show. I didn't expect any of this, dude. I expected one day to be in the UFC, but I couldn't be more happy about this. It's crazy.
Now, just so the fans, because so many of our fans are UFC fans, what is a lifestyle like of somebody who is trying to get a UFC contract? Like, what does it take to do that? How does one go about making that happen?
It's a lot of, like, I'll tell you, it's a lot of driving. That's why I'm always listening, like, to your guys' podcast. You have to do a lot of driving to get to, like, all the good gyms. I practice, like, two times a day normally. Sometimes I do three. Like, right now I'm driving out to practice. You know, it's a lot. Yeah, a lot of grinding.
How long is each session? Yeah, how long is each practice session?
Like an hour to 2 hours.
So you'll do jiu-jitsu for 2 hours, then you'll drive somewhere, and you'll do boxing for a couple hours, then you'll drive somewhere and do wrestling for a couple hours. When do you get time to fuck?
Oh, man, you find time for that.
Okay.
Just
want to let the fans know you don't have to give up fucking to be a fucking badass. You know what I'm saying, guys?
Yeah. And a little context on this, dude. Like, what's your record, Mickey?
I'm 1-0 professionally. Yeah. I was 3-0 as an amateur.
Yeah, so this guy was fighting on a smaller fight organization, and Dana White was there. And then immediately after your win, you just got in Dana White's face, as far as I know, and basically called out CM Punk and told him you wanted to fight CM Punk. And Dana White basically said, all right.
All right.
And basically signed him to fight another another fighter with a you know, not many fights under his belt. And then one of you guys will get to fight CM Punk, who is, like, basically, aside from Conor McGregor, would be the biggest name in the UFC.
Fucking
sure.
Hey.
So it's a crazy.
Yeah, that's a good call to do that. That's some good marketing.
Yeah.
Now, did you think that going in? Were you like, hey, man, if I win this fight, I'm going to go right to Dana White's face. I have nothing to lose. And worst case scenario, he'll remember me.
Yeah, you know, I knew they were there filming the show. And, like, I found out, like, a month before. And right as I got off the phone with the guy who owns who I was fighting for, I was fighting for Dead Serious, the guy's name is Frankie Perez.
Okay.
I decided, the only guy in the U.S., my goal is to get in the U.S., and the only guy I could fight, because you have to have a like record. They said they needed CM Punk to have a record similar, like an 0-0 guy, a 1-0, a 2-0. I knew I was going to be 1-0.
Yep.
So I was like, let me give this a try. And it couldn't have worked out.
That's
I couldn't
crazy.
Have planned it this well.
Yeah.
Dana White's not going to be able to go to fights anymore, because someone's going to be like, you know what I want from you, Davies? I'm just fucking trying to eat popcorn.
It's a win-win situation, too, because if you beat CM Punk, you're now 3-0 in the UFC, which most people go, oh, this guy's 3-0 in the UFC. Why is he in the UFC? But now you beat CM Punk, which everybody wants to see, so you'll immediately be a hero.
What's CM Punk's
and have all
record?
The respect.
Yeah, I hope people look at it that way. Like, I hope, like, MMA fans are, like, looking at it as, like, I'm a guy who's been doing MMA for years, and you know, I respect him. He made himself a superstar in his sport,
for
pro wrestling, where it's, you know, where you have an outcome, a predetermined outcome. But I hope, like, they look at it like I'm trying to go in there and represent MMA. Like, all right, all right, motherfucker, you want to go over to our sport? Let me show you what this is about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, a lot of people want to do that. I remember when the first Brock Lesnar fight against Frank Mir, and Frank Mir got him in an arm bar, heel hook, something like that, or tapped him.
Knee bar.
Got him in a knee bar right out the gate, and you're like, yeah, bro, see, this ain't the WWF.
Yeah, well, but Lesnar had a wrestling background. Like, CM Punk has done, like, some jiu-jitsu. I remember reading an interview where he said, like, oh, yeah, I'm probably a blue belt, but I haven't gotten a chance to get my blue belt yet. I was like, what?
Probably. How are you probably?
I think it's not hard to get a blue belt.
Brock Lesnar is a freak. Yeah, he's like if you look at that guy, he's a D1 wrestler.
He's an athlete.
Like, national champion. Yeah, they're not the same caliber guys.
Right. Nick, you had a question?
No, I was going to make a comment, but he finished the thought. So.
Oh, gotcha.
What's up, Nick Youssef?
Yeah, what's up, man?
What is?
What's going on, dude?
Not much. How are you?
What's your specialty?
I'm good. Who else am I talking to here?
Gareth Reynolds.
What's up, Mick?
Gareth Reynolds. Yes, what's up, dude?
Nick Youssef and Joe Sinclitico and myself.
What's up, dude?
What's up, guys?
What was your? Do you have a specialty? Is it jiu-jitsu? I would think, you know, with a brown belt, that's got to be up there. Are you a wrestler? Are you a striker? What's your wheelhouse?
I guess I mean I've been doing jiu-jitsu for the longest, but I like to throw some hard punches, man. I like to, you know, really, yeah.
You'd rather
get some hard punches in there.
Fuck them up.
Would you rather get a?
Typically what I say is if they stay awake on the feet, then I can take them down and choke them out.
Would you rather
put them out hard.
Would you rather get a submission or a knockout?
See, I'd rather get a knockout.
Yeah. Mickey, would you rather eat a really good sandwich?
Take the sandwich, Mickey. Just eat the goddamn sandwich.
Don't even ask what the second thing is.
If you're on Punch Drunk and the first option is, would you rather eat a sandwich? Yeah. I'll stop you right there. Yeah. I'm going to eat this sandwich.
Or just go, I'm not hungry.
I'm not hungry.
I'm not for anything.
I don't need anything.
I don't want to eat, yeah.
My mouth's sewn shut.
So, Mickey, a couple things. When is your first official UFC fight against Michael Jackson?
It's February 6th. It's on the prelims of the February 6th, UFC 196, prelims of Verdum Velasquez.
Oh, awesome,
man. Heavyweight title, man.
Yeah, so that's right around the corner, man. Wow. That's right around the corner. How's your camp going?
It's great. I've been in shape. I've been training. I got a funny story for you guys.
Don't tell that.
American Top Team. I went on American Top Team in Coconut Creek, Florida, right?
Yeah.
And my buddy, all right, Steve, I know you know who Hector Lombard is.
Yes, of course.
Nick probably doesn't.
Nope.
You want to pull up a picture of Hector Lombard for him?
Sure.
Basically, my buddy got knocked out by Hector Lombard when we were down there.
Knocked out like sparring or knocked out like at a KFC?
Yeah, sparring. No, sparring, yeah. They're
UFC like, at KFC.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna tell, but he's been telling it. We went on this podcast last week. I brought him.
He's not the kind of dude you want to fucking. Oh Jesus Christ!
Whoa,
what a monster! I'm just showing them a picture of Hector Lombard.
Jesus,
yeah.
He has like no neck.
He's like the kind of guy that like if you walk in and he's fucking your wife, you're like
cool man.
Dude, she likes a finger in the ass. She loves it when you put a finger in her ass. I'll see you later.
Water, a Gatorade. I'm gonna run to the store.
I'll go to the store real quick. Get you guys some rubbers. It looks like you're running low.
Yeah, don't stop. Do whatever you want.
And you don't even have to wear a rubber, bro. Fuck her however you want, dude.
You tiptoe in the room and you're like, I'm just going to get a few things. And then you grab like
enough clothes. I'm just getting a sweater. It's cold in the car.
You grab a couple clothes for enough for a few days and then you just leave.
Exactly. Yeah. He's just a muscle. That's it.
So why did he knock your buddy out?
So yeah, I gone with him the round before. And like Hector's a bad motherfucker. He's known he's quoted as saying like he tries to put people out even in practice, which isn't what a lot of people do, you know. So I went with him the round before, and I was kind of being a bitch. I was kind of moving around a lot, keeping my hands up. And then my buddy goes to the next, and he's like, "All right, well Mickey was cool, so you know he'll probably be all right." My buddy drills him with a right hand. He says Hector gives him a look, kind of gives him a smile, like, "Oh, you
headgear
now?
Headgear? No headgear."
No headgear.
Of course.
No headgear. But big gloves. Six big gloves. Not like boxing gloves, not little gloves.
Yeah.
He throws a right hand, pulls his hand down, and just goes boom with a big hook. And just
drops him.
He's like, next thing I know, I was waking up on the bench.
Wow.
Yeah, why would you just be like, hey, I'm gonna punch Hector Lombard in the face. I'm sure he'll be cool with it. In his gym.
I'm like, dude,
you're at ATT. Yeah. So I'm going to walk into this guy's house and bitch slap him. I'm sure he won't do anything back to me.
He seems cool.
Sounds like your buddy needed to get knocked out. Can we be honest here? You mind if I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
Do you like camels?
Yeah, exactly. Have you ever been on a giraffe? No. When you listen to this episode, you'll understand why that's horrible.
That's context.
Gay Jesus really had a thing for Gareth earlier.
Let me have it.
Let the fans know what it's like, if you can, monetarily, what it's like to come up and struggle, because comedians and musicians and everybody kind of shares that of like people like, oh, man, it must be so great to be a comic. It's like, yeah, but I'm unemployed at the end of every single gig.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like every, yeah. you know, and it's like, you know, you guys train for a fight and you work for, you know, 2, 3, sometimes 4 months for one paycheck and more than half of it's gone in the time you get paid. But really, what is that lifestyle like not in the UFC and all these little underground things where you're trying to get into the UFC? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, it's, you know, yeah, you don't get into this to be a, like a rich man. Like, you do this because you love this shit. Like, because yep. you like going in there and playing war every day with your friends. You know what I mean? You get to go and you get to practice, you know, fighting. And it's like we're all big kids. A lot of, like, MMA fighters, we're just big kids. We just haven't grown up. We just still like to play every day. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So we go in there, we punch each other, we wrestle around. A lot of guys have to work really crappy side jobs that, like I used to drive a bread truck until about a year ago.
Right on.
Like a couple of days a week. Like I'd be like all overnight so I could still train.
Sure.
And stuff. And, if, you know, it fucks up your sleep and it's not fun.
But I mean, a lot of free bread,
yeah,
though, right?
It's not pretty, man. Huh?
How you get it? A lot of free bread, though, right?
Oh, yeah. I used to hook everybody up.
That's my boy. That's my boy, Mickey. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, it's a lot of times it's not pretty. At the low levels, you know, so there's only a select few that make, you know, big money, and,
right?
Doing this.
So I have a related question.
But honestly, dude, it's so much fucking fun.
Yeah,
it's so much fun.
I have a related question. Yeah. When you get into the UFC, then, like, so you said when Tebow asked how your camp was doing, are those people like you bring with you, like trainers and all these guys, or does UFC like provide places to train and people and stuff to kind of like help further you along?
No, you train with your people. I train at a couple gyms in New Jersey and one in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I live in New Jersey, but I drive out to Pennsylvania a little bit just to get, you know, extra work. It's your own team. They don't give you, you know, there's other camps that you can go and train with, but yeah, uh-huh. it's your own, you know, your own thing.
Oh wow.
Did you get into jiu-jitsu with the idea that you would fight MMA one day?
Absolutely. Yeah, once I started that, I did jiu-jitsu because I wanted to, you know, and I was just watching it on TV and stuff. And, like, I was playing football. Like, I was a good athlete. I was captain on my football team. And I was like, this, like, but all the other sports, we're just kind of throwing balls around. You know, this is so pure and so real. And yeah. I just took to it right away. I wanted to do it.
Yeah, I think Rogan said one of the best quotes about MMA, which is that, you know, if you put a ball through a hoop, that only means something because you say it means something. But you punch a dude in the face, that always means something.
Yeah,
that's
right.
A Hallmark card, right?
It is a Hallmark card. That is a Hallmark card. Now, let's say, let's fast forward and let's have some positive visualizations here. Let's say you beat the shit out of Michael Jackson. You break his non-existent nose. You moonwalk all over him, and then you bury him back in his.
You don't fuck kids anymore, bro.
Yeah. And then.
Yeah.
Go back to fucking kids.
And then, yeah. And then you. And that's what it's like to get fucked by a man.
Yeah.
And then I have a great racist joke for you later. It just reminded
it's
me.
It's a classic team statement right there. Let's put a pin in that.
This one's so bad I can't even say it on here, but just know that it's coming. It's really good. So let's visualize this, Mickey, and then you get CM Punk and you fight him, and then you beat him.
Whoa.
And you beat him, and your hand and your hand is raised at the end of that fight. When Joe Rogan is interviewing, can you do me a favor and go Punch Drunk Sports all day, train all night.
That'd be great if you could work that in.
Like I said, man, Punch Drunk, my favorite sports podcast.
Just
favorite
do it.
Favorite podcast, especially when I get the three of you on. No offense.
Oh yeah, Garrett, yeah. They're sorry Garrett, they missed you, man. Sorry, they're stoked that you're a fan. But if you could do just like Nick Diaz did at the end of his fight, where he goes
all day,
Joe Rogan train all night, Joe Rogan podcast all day. If you can do the exact same thing. But say Punch Drunk Sports, it'll be our sound bite for the rest of our lives, and I would love nothing more than this podcast to blow up just as your MMA career blows up.
Hey, I'd love it too, man. I'd love it too. I'd love to help.
Dude, please call back anytime that you like. Let's talk like right before your fight, and let's talk right after it, And Godspeed to you, man. Welcome
Fuck
to the UFC. Welcome to the UFC. And you got big fans in all of us here, man. So you want to give out
Thank
your Twitter?
Thank you very much. Likewise.
Give out your Twitter, and then everyone knows to follow you and root for you during your big fight.
It's at Mickey Gall. M-I-C-K-E-Y, just like the mouse. G-A-L-L. Mickey Gall.
Just like the Stones. All right, buddy, man. We love you. Good luck to you, man. And thank you so much for calling in. Glad you're a fan, man. We're a big fan of yours now, too.
Love you, too. Thanks for not hanging out on me. Bye.
All right.
Good to meet you,
brother.
Dude, how cool is that?
He was cool, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, man, that would be so
fuck up
cool.
Michael Jackson.
Well, he's going to fuck this Michael Jackson guy up. But then if he gets CM Punk, wouldn't that be badass?
So CM Punk has... How long has he been in the UFC?
He signed a contract this year and has yet to fight, and they're trying to find the right fight for him. And
I feel like that was a while ago.
He has no fights.
He has no fights.
So
and
why not, though? You think they'd get him
because
in
Because I don't think he's ready. I personally don't think he's ready to fight.
So it's perfect
I think they're getting this guy in there,
yeah.
And they got a fucking surrounding him with an incredible camp, and everybody's going to Dana White. He ain't ready for the octagon. He's gonna get fucked up. Give him a year.
That's crazy.
He's training with a big camp, and whoever the head coach is, I can't remember right off the top of my head, was basically saying like, I'm not gonna let him fight until he's ready. And so they've spent the last year training the dude.
Sparring.
Wow.
Do we have a call? Okay, call back, champ. George Rush St. Pierre wants to call in.
Oh, sweet.
And we haven't talked to him in a while. His drug addiction.
Aliens.
From what I understand, aliens. He's been seeing a lot of aliens. But his drug addiction, he's addicted to computer spray, as he calls it.
He's huffing. Huffing
like a Mad Max character.
Computer spray, as well as, for some strange reason, he says that you get an incredible high from snorting kitty litter.
Oh, that's
And he's got a one-bag-a-day addiction of kitty litter.
That's a lot. Because there's like a pound in a bag, really.
Right, yeah. He's not really doing much else in a day besides that.
No wonder he needs the dust stuff in his mouth if he's snorting litter.
Right.
Yep. So we'll see about that.
It's crazy how many people it has been a legitimate sport, but it's now a sport that like kids will have as a dream.
Yeah. What we're seeing with this,
you know,
is
what I mean? Like 16-year-olds are like, I'm going to take jiu-jitsu because I want to be an MMA fighter.
And that's what's so interesting about the evolution of this sport, because you know, you and I have been fans for a very long time.
I saw the first one live.
Oh, you were at it.
No, I watched it as it streamed on pay-per-view the first time.
Uh-huh.
Legally.
As well.
Legally.
There's a face.
No, it was legally. There was no internet at the time.
I know, there's no internet at the time. I actually watched it on a microwave.
And it was like $15 at the time, too. So it was way more affordable.
On a microwave.
Oh, we got a call, ladies and gentlemen, on the BetDSI Celebrity Hotline. Who do we have here?
I wanted to talk to Mickey Gall.
George Rush St. Pierre, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Former welterweight champion of the world.
This is a get.
Big shout out to Gary. I'm a big fan of your work.
Oh, thank you, George. Likewise, big fan.
What work of his have you seen, George?
What work of mine has he seen?
What have you seen?
Fighting. I know you love to flip. You're great. You're phenomenal.
What fight did you like the best? Who was the opponent?
I don't want to get into specifics. I like a lot of your fights. I mean,
guy is a fraud, Mr. Tebow. I want to call him out.
Okay.
Well, you just said you were a fan of mine,
George.
He's
a huge fan, apparently.
A huge fan.
It's called, in your business, a bait and switch, Gary.
All right.
Gary.
Well, good job. At least the name's carrying on.
Yeah. George, have you talked to – have you seen the aliens at all lately? I know you haven't mentioned them in a while.
I was watching a great documentary with Sigourney Weaver called Alien.
Oh, that is a documentary?
I think that was fiction.
That was a fictional science fiction movie.
Maybe to you, but I have inside knowledge. When I was watching the movie, I looked at the clock. It said 4:35 p.m.
Yeah.
Next thing I know, it's 9:45 p.m.
Wow.
And in the time between, where does the time go?
Wait, I'm sorry, was that a story?
It felt... Yeah, was that a question?
Classic, huh?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Have you seen the documentary The X-Files?
I am glad it's coming back. These stories need to be told. I'm a big fan of Agent Mulder.
There's a great one you should check out, too, called Harry and the Hendersons.
George, really how come you do all that fucking pussy gymnastic shit?
Whoa.
Like a big pussy.
Wait, no. Is using offensive language to the champion?
Actually, you don't. You've retired. You're not the champ anymore.
Are you trying to be the champion?
That's why I have a belt around my waist right now and a 10 line when I take it off that shows where the belt is.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that is weird now. Well, wait. I had a lot of questions about that. Yeah.
When was the last time you took the belt off?
When's the last time you wore a shirt?
Yeah.
Wearing shirt is for people with inferior physiques like Gary, but when you have the abs that I have, the body that I have, the belt to show off, the shirt is just an accessory.
Sure. Uh-huh.
He's really turned on you.
Yeah, I took a little shrapnel on that one for sure.
Yep. And I assume you're wearing the textbook cut-off jean shorts?
You need to wear the jean shorts. I don't prefer the cut-off. I'm not Daisy Dukes, but I do like just a nice over-the-knee jean short. I like the denim, the way it feels.
So why did you give up fighting? Why did you quit like a quitter?
Quit like a quitter? That is called redundancy here in Montreal. But I stepped away. I think I may come back if it comes up. But I'm friends with Jean-Claude Van Damme now. I'm doing the movie Kickboxer. I'm a tremendous actor. I will do a scene with anyone on there right now.
Okay, let's do that. What kind of scene do we want to do?
You name any scene you want. I'll do a scene with Gary if you want. Or
that's
a
good.
Scene with Nicholas or the other guy, Clitoris.
Now, who would like to do a scene with George Rush St. Pierre, the champ?
Any of them. I mean, I would love to.
Gary, let's look at Gary.
Yeah.
Gary will do it.
A famous scene.
What famous scene do you want to do, champ?
Well, let's do a quick scene from, I'm trying to think here. It's a French play.
Oh, wait, good.
A French play.
That's good. That'll go good.
Maybe
it's
something
in English, though.
Okay. All right.
Have we heard of it?
It's called E.T.
Okay. Well, all right. We'll do the French play E.T. Which scene do you want to do? I don't think we have time for the whole movie.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
George, scene?
Gary, you lead the scene. You're the scene leader.
Okay. You want me to start the scene from the French play E.T.?
That is what the champ would like.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. That's exactly how this should play out.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
You'll be playing the part of Elliot.
Okay. Hey, what are you doing in the closet, weird man?
Just sit here with my belt.
No, you look like you're not from here. You're from another planet, maybe.
Yeah, that is the case. I'm not from around here.
Where are you from? Why are you
here? I'm from Montreal.
The planet Montreal?
It's its own planet. We speak French and English sometimes.
Well, you must have come here for a reason. Are you okay?
Is your mother home?
Elliot, it's your father. What are you doing in there?
Oh, nothing, Dad. Nothing. You gotta hide yourself, E.T.
Okay, I'm in the splits.
No, my dad's here.
Elliot, I'm hearing another voice in your room. Who's in there?
It's nothing, Dad, I promise. It's just the
game. I will choke you out, Mr. Elliot. You come in here, I will put you in a triangle.
No, E.T.
I'm sure there's someone that's yelling in there, Elliot. Explain what's happening in
that
room.
All right, Dad, look, I don't know where he came from, but he thinks you're Mr. Elliot, and he's in the closet. I don't know where he's from. He's from another planet, maybe Montreal.
I'm coming in there. Oh, my God, what is that thing?
I don't know. Explain yourself, E.T.
Get into my guard. I will submit you right now.
Get into my guard.
No, E.T., don't hurt him, okay? You're a peaceful person.
Have him tap out, Elliot, or else I will kill him.
No, look.
Have him tap out.
No, look. Here, E.T., look, I got some candy you'll like. Do you want a Reese's Pieces?
I'm actually cutting weight. I can't eat it. I'm going to kill your father. Wow, that was a great scene. I felt the emotion.
Yeah, really good.
Because the anger was real.
Really good. Really good. Shit. I mean, there's some notes, but really good overall. Wow.
Yeah, can we, what notes would you have for that,
well,
Gary?
Well, the only thing that I, it's Gareth, and the only thing that I would say is that, you know, when you are an extraterrestrial from another planet, you maybe want to embody some of that, some of that character. Man. You know, it sounded like
but
maybe
I was doing the physicality, which you cannot see.
Okay, what kind of like movements were you doing, George?
I was hunched over, and I had my hand in my jean pocket.
Okay. Well, again, though, I think the whole thing is that E.T. is he's an extraterrestrial, so maybe you want to be a little more startled when, you know, Mr. Elliot comes into the bedroom.
And maybe from not Montreal, which is where
you're
from.
Yeah, yeah, and
maybe.
I don't think E.T.
But have you guys seen the French play version?
Oh, that is a good point.
I guess that's a good point. Yeah.
I forgot he did mention that we were doing the play version and not necessarily the movie version.
I was surprised how well we knew the dialogue.
Really well.
From the play, yeah.
We, that really went well. Obviously, George, you're a it's seamless. It's hard. I don't know why you wasted so much time in the UFC. You're very good.
Do you guys have any kitty litter you can send to me? The stores won't sell to me anymore.
Nowhere will sell
Are
you kitty litter?
Are you still addicted to kitty litter? I thought the Diaz brothers helped you by locking you in a basement for 90 days and cured you of your addictions.
Old habits die hard like Bruce Willis. I am on a bag and a half habits now.
Wow. And that's the big bag, right? That's not the little bag?
And then I chase it down with computer spray.
Now, that much, like a big, like, five-pound bag of kitty litter a day, that's got to be affecting your weight. Like, that's a you're adding 5 pounds of kitty litter to your body through your nose.
But when you do it, it just feels so great. You cannot stop, but Gary, I suggest you try it.
I'm not snorting kitty litter, George, okay?
Maybe you and the champ can get together and have a little kitty litter party.
Look,
if
I'll hang...
snorting it is too crazy for you, you can either smoke or inject it.
Maybe I'll smoke a little, I guess. I don't know, I'm not going to shoot it up. But, yeah, maybe I'll smoke a little. I mean, if you want to meet up. Obviously, you seem cool.
Can't you still get it on Amazon? I mean, you can still buy it from there, right?
These people have gone out of their way to make it difficult for me to obtain it. My parents, they called Amazon, they called all of these places.
Wait, George, your parents? Your parents are doing that for you?
Yep.
Yeah, they're trying to make me quit. I don't know why, but...
I think they're worried about you, George.
Yeah, you shouldn't be snoring that. That's probably why.
Maybe they should worry about their own things.
Right.
Now...
Touché.
Ever since you got catfished live on the show by the Diaz brothers... And then they buried you alive in a refrigerator box in the desert in your underwear, only with a cell phone that had one number programmed into it, Punch Drunk.
It was a very odd coincidence, but you guys did help me through a dark time.
Yep, we did. And you didn't know what happened, and you thought you were going to go on a date with Ronda Rousey, but instead the Diaz brothers threw you in a van and buried you in the Vegas desert.
If you're going to be buried in a refrigerator box, I recommend the Kenmore.
Now, yeah, and then you had our number and you called and you didn't know where you were and you didn't know what was going on. Since then,
did that make the news? By the way, that
I don't
story?
Think it did.
That's
yeah,
like
we kind of
big
kept,
story.
It's a big story.
It was a breaking story here, but we kind of kept it down.
Okay.
We didn't want to embarrass George.
No.
And then you lost on a dating game. Against Nate Diaz and Nick Diaz and Ronda Rousey got pregnant by them. You have since professed to no longer love her, and you are now in love with Holly Holm, who beat her and took her belt. How is that progressing, your relationship with Holly Holm?
When I have sex with a woman, nothing turns me on more that she wears a championship belt. I love the clanging of the belt when the sexual stuff is going on.
So neither one of you take your belts off to fuck, your championship belts?
Have you ever had a championship belt?
I have not, no. I've never been champion.
Exactly. So when you have it, you never want to take it off because it's such a fickle thing. It can leave at any time.
Do you wear it in the shower?
I wear it in the shower. I wear it to sleep. I wear it to get the physical at the doctor's.
Wow.
Okay.
And I wear it at the airport. They, I tell the PSA, take it off of me. I dare you.
Wow. I dare you.
That's got to be a bit problematic at TSA, right? Or
They don't try it. I say, go ahead, do it. And one guy did it. I put him in a Kimura, broke his arm.
Kimura. I have a question, George. If I gave you 20 pounds of kitty litter, would you take it off and let me wear it for an hour?
Whoa.
For an hour.
The belt?
Yeah.
I would give you the belt for life.
for 20 pounds of kitty litter?
Only 20 pounds? George, I'm starting to get worried. That's your number
later,
one possession.
I would regret it and come to your house and have to fight you to the death to take it back.
Well, I would just probably give it back. I don't know that you'd have to kill me.
You should hold on to that part of the plan, George, and not say it, I guess.
Yeah.
So now you and Holly are apparently having sex, both wearing the belts. Belts are clanging. Neighbors think you guys are banging pots and pans together, but that's the sound of you guys, two champs, making love.
Don't tell her husband. He's one of these Jesus freaks, the holy rollers, so he may not be okay with this.
Okay. Yeah, we won't tell anybody other than
But she
anybody.
Is so attractive. I used to train with her at Greg Jackson's camp, and I would be doing the jiu-jitsu, and next thing you know, I have a huge, what do you say it in America, boner in the pants?
Yeah.
What do they say in Montreal, if not boner?
I think they call it poutine.
It's vesvote, vesvote.
This is a beautiful language.
Dumb fuck.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful
That's very
language.
Romantic.
What a fucking. I can't believe that just happened on this show. So, if you get her pregnant and she pumps out a baby, is that baby going to be wearing a belt? If you guys both fucking while wearing a belt?
If not at birth, definitely by its seventh birthday, we would be the ultimate fighter.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I can see that. I can see that. Now, George, are the rumors true that you might be making a comeback?
I want to fight CM Punk. Mickey Gall, I'm sorry, step aside. The real champ is coming in to take out the wrestling champ.
Wow.
Okay.
Do you feel like the kitty litter addiction is going to get in the way of a comeback? I mean, it sounds like you're in a bad spot.
It's actually spurring the comeback.
Oh, so you... Right.
Okay. Like, when I have a down day, next thing I know, I snort 18 lines of KL.
Oh, KL.
He shortened it. It's got a street name.
Dumb fuck.
KL.
KL.
That's what the kids are calling it.
That's so funny. Okay, so a couple lines of KL, and then what?
Then I go to the gym, and I do the pussy gymnastics, as Clitoris said, and I get motivated.
Okay, it's a couple cartwheels, and then it's time to fight.
Couple flips, a roundup.
A roundup?
Isn't that weed spray?
I've done some of that.
I knew that was going there. So now you're huffing weed spray and fucking...
Are you guys ever just taken the lid off some paint and just stuck your face over it?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
I have.
Unbelievable. Have you ever been doing graffiti and just realized you're very high?
No. It sounds like you don't spend a lot of time training. It sounds like you're
Have you guys ever talked to aliens and have them give you the key to life?
Well, the aliens gave you the key to life?
Not yet, but I wanted to see if they were telling other people before me.
No, first I've heard of it. Pretty much, George, you're the only person that calls in that seems to keep getting abducted by aliens.
How many times have you been abducted?
At this point, I actually live with a few now, so I guess it's constant.
Oh, wow. You guys are sharing a place.
These guys won't pay rent.
Are they tidy? Do they clean up, or are they messy?
They're very messy. They leave, I know they take the milk, and I say, you take the milk, and they say, and they deny it.
Uh-huh.
Oh. So they don't
but
even...
I see the green slime of the hand left on the milk.
Yeah, okay. Oh, so you know giveaway. that was the aliens. What are some of the things that they say to you?
Before I go to sleep, they get close to my ears and they say... And I understand that that's a bedtime story.
Well, really? What's the bedtime story?
It's about these guys on their planet and how they love MMA and want to get involved in the sport.
Does it have a happy ending, or is it like a grim, like Brothers Grimm, where it doesn't end good?
It's ongoing. It happens every night.
Oh, every night.
Probably after you huff aerosol-based spray products.
Yeah,
I imagine.
Usually, it's that's how a nightcap for me.
So let me see if I have this right. You are snorting computer spray, huffing paint, snorting kitty litter, and then you get a little lightheaded, and then aliens whisper a bedtime story to you? Wait, real quick, how does the bedtime story go again?
One version is...
You're paraphrasing, though, right?
That is, I don't know it exactly yet. But I'm getting there.
Okay.
George, do you think there's any correlation between all the drugs you're doing and the fact that now you're living with these aliens? Do they come around when you're not huffing paint?
It's like
and
a very
computer
Fight
spray?
Club kind of a
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
I think there is a correlation. They're trying to take my stash.
Right. Okay. So the aliens are after your kitty litter and your computer
spray. They do it with me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're huffing with them.
They actually got me into vanilla extract.
Oh, boy.
What does that do?
You just drink it down, and next thing you know, you're walking on sunshine.
That sounds interesting. Have you heard from the Diaz brothers at all? Your arch nemesis, both of them, and Gil Melendez and Gil Melendez's father, the 4 or 5 people that you hate more than anybody in the world. Have you heard from them at all?
They prank call me quite often. They do the very stupid stuff. They ask if the refrigerator is running, and I have to go check.
Uh-huh. And what happens when you go check?
It's just there where it was to begin with, and then they say, we buried you in a refrigerator box, and laugh and hang up.
Oh, that's how you know it was them. Yeah, that makes sense.
You guys, I will find you. I will do what I did to Mr. Elliot in the French play, and no, I will take you down.
That didn't happen, though.
That was a play.
Yeah, right? I got emotional, Gary. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
You're a method
actor.
The Diaz brothers really piss him off a lot. Yeah. Well, George, thanks for calling in. We love you, buddy. Call in anytime that
it's
you
an
want.
Honor.
I want you to call me. I have some fight strategies for you. I think I can take you over the top.
All right, Mickey Gall, if you hear that, tweet at George Rush St. Pierre. And
start doing kitty litter now, early in the camp. Get it in the system.
Okay. Yeah, you want to piss clean when they're I don't even think they test for kitty litter, to be honest.
Not
with
yet.
You.
It might change.
Well, yeah. You
KL,
know.
The scientists who are doing the KL are way ahead of the testers.
Okay, that's good.
All right.
So you can beat it.
Well, there you have it, everybody. George Rush St. Pierre.
Wow. He's not doing well, right?
He's doing better than he has been in the last couple
Sounds like
months.
He's not good.
No, that's the best he's been.
I like when you shit. Asked him to hide and he said, I am in the splits.
I'm in the splits. I know. Yep, that's good old George Rush St. Pierre. Can't go wrong. Gareth Reynolds.
Yeah.
Sorry about your Green Bay Packers.
What happened?
Well, one, when they got that goddamn Hail Mary again, I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
Well, but that was right. It is crazy. But that was right after a crazy Cardinals touchdown. But yeah, it is crazy. The 2 Hail Marys in a season. Decent ones, too.
Absolutely.
The same
not
game?
Ones. No, two. The Packers had one against the Lions that kind of saved the season.
Pretty much saved the season.
And then they had one this weekend at the end of regulation that took it into overtime where they lost basically on the first play, essentially.
Right.
Two plays. But it was crazy. And this is the second year in a row that we lost in the playoffs immediately. Like we lost in overtime in the playoffs. First, second play.
Right.
So it's been fun.
John Smith, bro, are you there?
Bro, it's John Smith, bro.
Dude, now we had a bet that, and this is a crazy one, he was bet. Now you bet that, how many yards did he need?
Well, we agreed on 1,800.
1,800 yards for Adrian Peterson.
Uh-huh.
And he made the bet when he was at about 1,300 yards with like 2 or 3 games to go.
Wow.
So Ari and I were like, yeah, cool, no problem.
Jesus.
And now he lost that bet. And now you're going to be coming to the Comedy Store. And Ari and I, he takes his shirt off. I get 3 slaps across his chest with a fly swatter. Ari gets 3 slaps across his back with a fly swatter.
Wow.
And then he gets 2 free tickets to the Original Room show. 9 p.m.
Belly room.
Belly room.
Yeah. I'm sending to the belly room. But The discussion was, can we put thumbtacks into the fly swatter, or can we lather on some cum? Now, you had mentioned cum. We didn't mention cum. You mentioned cum, John Smith, bro.
So now you got to go thumbtacks.
You could actually combine them and do cum tacks.
That's true. Very true.
Get some cum on the thumbtacks.
We already
had this conversation on air last time, though. We came to the consensus that we can't have anything that's sharp that'll make us bleed.
Okay, so
and
then
we can't have anything, you know, with like any biological hazard. So no cum.
Well, cum's
no
not
blood.
A biological.
What about instead of a fly swatter, you use a butcher knife?
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting. What about
no,
just
we
like...
discussed the idea of ringers though? So like we could bring Tate in, like to step in for me.
Yeah, and, Tate step in for you? Now, how could you get Tate to step? I'm fine with it. If you can convince Tate to stand there and take your shots, what incentive would you have to get Tate to take your slaps at a fly swatter?
No, I'm just referring to the discussion we had.
Okay. I mean, yeah, if you can convince anybody to take your, and I would love it to be either a child or a woman, or a pregnant woman. If you can get a pregnant woman to come in and then we just slap her on
you
that
could
big
try
ass
to induce
baby
the baby.
Bump.
Yeah. Yeah.
We just slap her right on her fucking pregnant
until
ass
until an
stomach.
Arm comes out of her.
Yeah.
So there's got to be something else, though, added to the fly swatter.
How about shards of glass?
Oh, okay.
That's nice.
Oh, attach the fly swatter to a gun.
What about just poo?
Poo.
Or Ben Gay. We talked about Ben Gay last
We did time. Talk about Ben Gay, but if it was going to the face, I would be behind the Ben Gay. Or maybe if we were slapping you directly on your butthole. Mm-hmm. You know, or even your taint, like a good fly swatter to the taint.
Ooh.
Would sting like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
And then throw some Bengay in there. Well, I would get behind that.
Yeah.
But Bengay to the chest, I don't. I mean, unless someone
What about you put
your
like
eye.
Peanut butter on it and then like slap him in the head with it?
That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
There's no gum dirty. In the hair. Maybe gum.
That's
in
rude.
It.
It's rude. But cum is okay. Cum was fine for a while.
Cum was on the table. Now cum is off the table.
Well, we got a napkin.
So most importantly, when now you're local, right? You're in LA or LA area, right?
Yeah.
When can you come to the Comedy Store? Let's put this in the books.
Whenever you and Ari are there together, then I guess that'll be the day.
I'll check with Ari, and then we'll tweet at you. But sometime this week, let's get it over with. What about Friday? I know I'm there Friday. I think Ari's there Friday.
Okay, Friday, for sure.
Friday at 10 o'clock, Comedy Store front bar. Anybody wants to be there, I have an 8 o'clock spot. Come watch the Teeb. Ari will have a little bit later spot Friday. Come watch Ari. And sometime in between our two spots, John Smith, bro, is getting hit 6 times with a fly swatter covered in glass and cum.
Do you get people showing up to watch the bet?
When Josh Martin had to wash his face with cum, that was pretty packed.
So many of them involved cum.
Cum's in a lot of them.
Yeah. All three of us jerked off, and I was in Chicago, so I had to jerk off onto a towel, onto a rag, and then I mailed it to the Comedy Store, and I wrote, "Attention, Adam Egot," and then I wrote real big, "Do not eat."
Do not eat.
So I jerked off on this thing, sent it there, Sam took it, jerked off on it at the Comedy Store like a real pro.
Jesus Christ.
And then put it back in the Ziploc bag, gave it to Ari. He jerked off on it, put it back in the Ziploc bag. And then Josh Martin, who lost the bet, had to, the next day, 24 hours later, so it's three stiffened-hearted loads now on one small dish rag. He then had to dunk it in hot water to reactivate the cum. And then swab his face with it.
Did he dunk it in and like leave it there for a while? Or is it just a quick in
and
out?
I'll be back tomorrow.
Nah, it was like a quick in and out.
Yeah.
But then he had wiped his face with it live before the roast battle.
And he had facial hair, so it got in there.
Oh,
right?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It was live before the roast battle, so it was just jam-packed.
Jesus. And the bet, wasn't his bet stupid? Like, it was not one that he was going to win, right? From what I remember?
No, there was no way that he could win.
Yeah.
He bet that in the Comedy Store Fantasy League, if Sam finished in last place only...
I think he wanted cum on his beard.
He won. Sam's out of the league, and he replaces him. If Sam finishes in ninth to first, he loses, and then he has to wash his face with the cum. Now, there's rumors that we may or may have not taken every single bet bet out of the bag and left only wash your face with cum in the bag.
Now, you would have insight into that, being someone who's on the other side of the.
I've done a lot of damage to myself,
right?
With
so you don't recall
drugs and alcohol, right. So it's like things I don't even remember what right. the fuck is up and down.
Right, that's fair.
But it was drawn out of that.
Well, that's what matters.
The worst
at the
thing
end of the
that
day.
Was in there.
Yeah.
So Sam wins the whole league. Not only does he not finish in last,
he wins.
Ninth, eighth, seventh, sixth, fifth, fourth, second, third. He wins the entire league, gets the trophy, and then Josh Martin had to wash his face with three milkers.
Oh, God.
Milkers.
Ari said he really saved up for that one, too, so I'm sure that thing. But you know what? I was nice. So smart about it because I was like, they're like, we're going to do it. I'm like, I'll go first and I'll just mail it to you guys. They're like, cool, cool. I ain't touching these bozos cummed up fucking yeah. rag.
Right,
very
right.
shrewd.
John Smith, bro, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, bro.
Friday night, so you'll be there. Comedy Store, we'll get you in. We'll show you a good time and make sure you have fun. But you're also leaving with welts. You're cool with that.
Hey, who's bringing the fly swatters anyway?
My buddies at Chainsaw.com are going to provide us with some... thing that's sort of like a flash.
How did they
swatter.
Get that domain name? They must have got in early.
Well, they only yeah. make chainsaws.
Okay.
Oh, that's weird. Okay.
Yeah. But I guess they
well,
have
good luck.
Fly swatters or something. Yeah, I'll bring a fly swatter. Why? Do you have a preference? Yeah, like I'm fucking, what do you want? A fucking.
You want like a 99
cent
store.
No, I didn't know if
one.
You wanted me to bring my own or not because I'm broke, so I don't want to buy.
Dude, anything. Don't you worry about that. Punch yeah. Drunk, we'll provide the fly swatter if you're broke.
It's a write off.
We'll get you a couple yeah. drinks. We'll get you into the Comedy Store. Just you get there Friday, find us, and no Vaseline all over yours. Don't fucking butter up so it doesn't hurt as much.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
It's not their first rodeo.
Really isn't.
All right, man, you got it, dude.
All right, you're the best, bro. I'll see you Friday night. Get ready to pay off. Bag of bets. Brought to you by Amazon.com. Hey, is your girlfriend pregnant? Do they sell Plan B on Amazon.com?
They better.
If they don't sell Plan B on Amazon.com, let's start a fucking movement to yeah. get people. But then I guess you got to wait the whole next day. Definitely don't want to wait 5 days.
Where is it? Like, where is it?
You don't want 5 days shipping.
Auto send where it just comes once a month.
That's true.
That's smart.
I need it more than that, though.
That's yeah. smart.
Time for some Plan A's.
Yeah.
Plan A is I fucking saw your head off. And I bury you after I fucking blow a load in that fucking throat hole that I just created.
I was just going to move to another state or something. But.
Nah, bro. I'm fucking sawing off heads.
Decapitate, man.
I'm sawing off heads.
Plan A.
Yeah, that's Plan A.
Plan A involves our good friends at Chainsaw.com.
Hey. Oh, their website's down. I guess I'll get Plan B. Where's that
it.
Pill?
I was going to cut your head off.
Let her live.
Let her live.
Here's some water.
Now, I know you do. This is the time of the year in the NFL where Nick Youssef kind of starts to care.
Yeah, I'll watch.
There's four teams left. There's only two games.
Yeah, I'll watch those playoff games, and I'll watch the Super Bowl. And then I get into the pool, the bet thing.
Have you bought the squares at the Comedy Store yet?
I got two. I was supposed to get two more. I usually get anywhere from two to four.
I'll probably get two.
I root for whatever team is going to have my numbers at the end of each quarter.
As everybody does.
So, yeah.
As everybody does. Now, this year will be interesting with those pools because of the rule changes. A lot more people are going for two.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are missing
extra
points.
Yeah.
So those weird, oddball numbers
they move the kickback for the extra points.
Yeah.
From where to where?
It's like 20? 31 now, I think.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It used to be from the four, and now they have moved it back to like the 17. It's like a 30-yard field goal instead of like 17. Last year they missed, from the close range, they missed, I believe, 9 extra points all season.
Yep.
This year, I believe it is around 70.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow.
It was a good call. That's cool. Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's better. Because it was always such a dumb part.
You always knew it was going
to
happen.
It was going to happen.
And they moved it closer to go for two to kind of give you more incentive to go for two. So weird little numbers that you're like, fuck, man, I got 2 and 7.
Yeah.
Or whatever the fuck, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now those numbers actually come into play more so. Or this will be the first year in Super Bowl polls. So that'll be interesting. You got the Patriots and you got the Broncos.
Yeah.
The last time we'll probably see Peyton Manning versus Brady.
Probably.
In an AFC championship game.
This time it looks like it has to be.
This time for certain. But they did it last time. They did say it.
That's fair.
It very could well have been.
Your point's fair.
But they really don't. I really don't see Peyton Manning playing.
No, he's no longer. He doesn't have the zip.
If he plays,
he's got
one
the mind,
more year,
not the zip.
I mean, he pretty much got benched this year. They said it was due to injury, which he was injured, but it also wasn't fucking, you know, they were pretty cool to give this Osweiler guy a test drive.
Yeah.
You know?
So who are the other two teams? Panthers and someone else?
Carolina Panthers.
And the Cardinals?
And Arizona Cardinals. Yeah. That will be a fantastic game.
That game will be really good.
That both great defenses.
I'll watch that.
Because
when's
I
that?
Feel like the Cardinals,
both on Sunday.
The Cardinals, uh-huh, even though they won that last game, they did not play very well. So you think, and the Panthers
played well
up
and let off the gas.
Yeah, but the exactly.
But they had such a big lead that I'm like.
But they do that all the time. The Panthers have given up so many fourth quarter leads.
They have.
They let teams back in so often. I feel like the Cardinals might win that game.
I you know what? Cardinals were my pick too.
Who's the team that's more likely to beat the Patriots?
Oof. I would think the Panthers.
I'm going to go up. Then Panthers is my team. Yeah,
I was saying this last night. I was talking to a buddy of mine where I was like, and, you know, he's a Bears fan. He's from, you know, Chicago area and whatnot. And I know you hate that. But I was like, you know what? When I think about who's left,
yeah,
I am pretty much just rooting against the Patriots.
Yeah, that's
and they'll
what
probably
any combination of whatever happens. Because if Denver wins, I'd be okay with Peyton Manning getting another one.
To Elway his way out of Denver?
Absolutely. Yeah. That would be great. And a lot of people blame Peyton Manning and say he's a choke artist and all this. And, you know, when someone has been great, not only at what he does, but great for the sport.
Yeah.
For so long, it's, you know, you wanted to see Barkley maybe win one on his way out or whatever. So I can get behind the Denver winning.
Yep.
I can get behind Arizona winning. I like their coach.
Yep.
I like,
love their coach.
I like the city. I like
Fitzgerald.
Palmer and Fitzgerald. Yeah. It'd be great to see those guys win one so I can get behind. And Carolina, NFC South.
See, I wouldn't want them. I don't want
I love
them
Cam
win.
Newton.
See,
I love the giving the kids the balls all year long.
Yeah, but it's the dancing. The fucking
that
dancing
is starting to piss me
so
off, too.
So annoying. And if he, wins, it's just going to get worse. It's going to get worse. It's not going to be like even that year when the Packers won and Rodgers was doing that belt, like he stopped doing that because it became stupid.
Yeah.
And people, you know, and then but Cam Newton with the dancing.
I got very sick
of
the Dirty Bird.
When you have a
I got
coach,
sick of the Dirty Bird in 98.
Oh, yeah. Well, when you
I got really sick of it. By the time the playoffs rolled around, I was really sick of that.
Yeah. Didn't they have rules against that? Like you can't showboat and dance.
There are rules.
It's
multiple
more,
people can't celebrate together.
You can't do a choreograph.
You can't.
No.
Correct.
Which really has ruined
correct
it. I mean,
you can't bring in props.
No, you can't props.
When Joe Horn pulled his cell phone out and started dialing and T.O., and then you're like, now
props.
It's out of hands.
Yeah.
You could, Sharpie, remember T.O.
Had a
Sharpie on him
but Joe
and then
Horn
signed
was,
the ball
Joe
and gave
playing,
it away.
Joe Horn was playing a game with a phone
in his pants.
Right.
He had a cell phone. So when he scored,
he could
pull out his cell phone and fake make
a call.
There was
probably a week before where he had it in his pants and was like, God damn, get me a fucking touchdown.
Yeah, and that's
why
like
did they
want
to get rid of that? That sounds amazing.
Because it started to get a little out of hand.
But then it is true, though, because then what Cam Newton is doing is like there's no props, but it is just becoming so fucking grating.
Yeah,
every time he gets in or anytime there's anything. It's,
every
I mean,
first down,
it's
a three-minute thing.
It's so long.
Just do your job.
And that would make him so much more likable because then you're such. I mean, he's obviously going
to
be the MVP.
I get the touchdown and giving it to the kids.
That's
and then
great.
Do a fucking dap
that's
or
cool
whatever the
but
fuck.
But it's when he fucking dances for 9 minutes and when your head coach is up there going, like, look, I support Cam's right to dance. It's like, what
every
sport is
every 3-yard run, it's a whole goddamn thing. Yeah. It's like, come on. I feel the same way about the Cam Newton excessive dancing that I did about Tim Tebow every time he completes a 30-yard pass, going down to one knee and praying to Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but
well, you don't blame Jesus when he drops it.
No. Well,
look
but,
up
no,
and
when
say,
he drops
why
it, that's gay Jesus. Gay Jesus is the drops. He
why, God? Sport. You have fucked me, you faggot.
Yeah. Tim Tebow mic'd up for the game tonight.
Oh, God, a faggot. Oh, he's really upset with his Lord
really
and Savior.
Doesn't understand why God's being such an asshole
just
today.
Just won't give him a break today.
Tebow giving the finger to the sky again. He's having a bad day, and he's furious at his Lord and Savior.
Tebow's 3-for-19,
not
and
a
blames
good day
only Christ.
Says he prayed really hard, doesn't know what's up God's ass this week.
If you give Christ all the credit for you having an above-average game, you better blame that
but
fucking idiot with holes in his hands for punishing you when you play like shit.
But that's what I always think about Russell Russell Wilson, because whenever the Seahawks have, you know, he literally thinks God watches and controls football games.
So then he loses.
It's like, well, what'd you do against God?
Carlin used to have that great joke where he was like, no one ever blames him.
Yeah.
And then he was like, Thomas Henderson, what happened today during the game? Yeah, man, everything was going great until Jesus Christ made me drop that winning touchdown. That's what I want to see, man.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Funny.
He gets all the credit, but he gets none of the blame.
And
Lord knows Jesus has fucked me. Uh-huh. Guys, what do we have coming up here? Let's do some dates.
Let me get my phone out.
Joe, what do you got? Where can they find you on Twitter? Where can they see you?
Find me. I like my Instagram the best.
Great.
Joe Synclitico, Joe. S is in Sam, I, N is in, and I'm kidding, S-I-N, C-L-I-T-I-C-O.
So follow at Joe Sinclair.
And Twitter, and you can also add me on Facebook. I don't have that many friends, so you can add me on Facebook, and I post all my shows and shit like there.
Poke him.
Right on, buddy. What about Nick?
My Twitter's NickYousSef. This weekend, I'm at the Irvine Improv all weekend. Next weekend in Wilmington, North Carolina, headlining the Dead Crow Comedy Club. February 2nd through 7th, Las Vegas Improv. Come see me there if you live there. February 18th through 21st, the Chicago Improv. So I'm bouncing around all over the country in the next month. So
Which improv are you at in Chicago?
Schaumburg,
technically. Oh, cool. That's a great one, though.
No, it is. But
The crowds are great
when people
there,
hear Chicago Improv, they go, oh, it's right down the street, and it's like 30 minutes out there. But it's still a great club.
It's a great club.
And there's a Lou Malnati's near it, so I'm good. That's all you really need.
Right on.
Yeah.
Gary, where can they find Gary?
It's Gareth.
It's your new name now.
It's at Reynolds Gareth on social media. I'll be at the Parlor Live in Seattle this weekend.
Oh, nice.
Then February 4th, I'll be in Sioux City. And then February 3rd, and then February 4th, I'll be in Appleton, Wisconsin. And also watch Idiot Sitter on Comedy Central, which is the show I wrote on.
Awesome, Gareth. Gary, we love you.
Thank you. And shout out to Gay Jesus.
Shout out to Gay Jesus. Check out Sam Wednesday at the Funny Bone in Syracuse. Thursday, he's at Mahal's in Cleveland. Friday and Saturday, you can check him out at the Comedy Cellar in Youngstown. Ari will be fucking my mom. That's what he asked. I said, hey, would you like me to plug? Do you have any dates coming up? Just fucking your mom.
He's plugging
so
your mom.
So Ari will apparently be fucking my mom. I will be at the Comedy Store this Friday. You want to come check me out at the Comedy Store? I will be there Friday night, 8 p.m., Belly Room. Then we'll be fly swattering this guy. 26th, I will be at Harvell's in Long Beach with Nick Youssef.
That's right, yeah.
And with Steve Randolph. Yep. And I'll be headlining that show. So if you want to see me do, 45-minute set, come check that out. And the 29th, I'll be at Sports Harbor on the west side doing another. And really quick, big shout out to Mickey Gall. Thanks for calling in, man. Good luck in the UFC. Follow at Mickey Gall on Twitter. And if he beats fucking CM Punk, he's going to plug the show.
It's go time.
BetTSI, Caveman Coffee, Amazon links, and get the Rabble.tv app. And then you can check out the Pro Bowl with our cross promotion. Suck it. Thanks for listening. Suck it.
Suck it.